to make my life better by paying for college, teaching me the life's lessons that I just wouldn't have received. Hear the story about how the Guard changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, Colorado, this is Al Franken, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Seeking a Lebanon peace. 4 UN observers killed.
It's leading us to believe it's deliberate.
Israel denies it.
No Israeli would ever deliberately target a UN position.
At his trial, Saddam says he prefers a firing squad. Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. In the search for peace in Lebanon, all roads have led to Rome. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice in Rome for a meeting with the urgent aim of ending more than 2 weeks of fighting. The conference opens on a day of especially fierce clashes. Live to Tel Aviv and CBS News correspondent Dan Ravine.
On this 15th day of a war that's obviously harder on both sides than anyone expected, Israel's army is reported to have suffered its worst loss in years. Officials here not confirming or denying Arab TV reports that as many as 12 Israeli soldiers were killed today.
I'm Robert Berger on the Israel-Lebanon border. That's the sound of Israeli artillery pounding suspected Hezbollah targets in the town of Bint Jebel. That's a Hezbollah stronghold where the heaviest fighting is taking place right now.
Also in southern Lebanon, Israeli artillery fire close to where 4 United Nations observers were killed, a UN spokesman says.
There was a coordinated artillery and aerial attack on a long-established and clearly marked UN post, and it appears that it was a deliberate targeting by the Israeli Defense Forces.
Israeli spokesman Mark Regev seems offended.
Anyone who would say that this is a deliberate act, a premeditated act to hit a UN position, that's simply false, and we reject that.
In the West Bank, those are Israeli jeeps and troops moving into Ramallah, not far from the Palestinian government. Other raids today in Gaza left 12 Palestinians dead, including a 3-year-old girl. Live in Israel, Dan Raviv, CBS News.
Well, thousands of Americans have fled Lebanon, but others remain anxious to get out. Zeinab Shaheen of Dearborn, Michigan, was visiting her grandmother when the Israeli attacks forced her to make a dash for the port of Tyre. Along the way, she says she passed many Lebanese desperate to reach safety.
On the way, they're begging us. They're begging us to come in the car. There's no room in the car. If we could bring them, we'd bring them, but we can't bring them.
One woman who helped dozens of Americans through the peril is being called the Angel of Lebanon. CBS's Vicki Barker has her story.
All that is known is her name, Suha Saleh. But earlier this week, this young Lebanese-American woman helped lead 76 other Americans to safety from the war-torn south of Lebanon. Ambassador Jeffrey Feltman's staff helped Suha make that journey to Beirut.
She's a real hero in the story of this evacuation.
And then Suha apparently boarded one of the boats to Cyprus. One more evacuee, a quiet hero. Vicki Barker, CBS News, Beirut.
Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is expected to, or will deliver a speech before Congress in about 3 hours, and some lawmakers aren't happy about it. CBS's Bob Fuss explains.
Besides growing doubts about the huge military commitment the U.S. continues to make in Iraq, many Democrats are furious that Maliki has condemned Israel, but not Hezbollah, for the current Mideast fighting. New York Senator Chuck Schumer says he may have to stay away.
I have grave doubts about being there myself personally if we don't get the kinds of answers that would satisfy the American people.
Leading Democrats demanded Maliki say flat out if he supports or condemns Hezbollah, but got no answer. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
He was back in a Baghdad courtroom today, and he wasn't happy about it. Looking thinner from the effects of a hunger strike, Saddam Hussein had lost none of his feistiness, arguing he'd been brought into the court against his will. He also says that if he is convicted and sentenced to death, he wants to be executed by firing squad. Well, shareholders will get a better idea what the boss makes under a plan set to be adopted by the Securities and Exchange Commission. We're live with CBS News correspondent Chris Mavridis.
Last year, Nick, corporate execs like, CBS's Leslie Moonves made tens of millions in salary and bonuses. I didn't. Now, the Securities and Exchange Commission wants shareholders to know what top execs could earn before they earn it. New rules would force all corporations to fully disclose perks and stock option deals. Right now, there's a furor over what some big bosses make and how some have those options backdated to a time when the stock was at a low point, making them even more money when stock prices rise. Nick?
It's 4 minutes past the hour.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Two pit bulls shot in Weld County after a man says they were attacking his family's animals. Shane Schofield with the Sheriff's Office says the owner of the dogs has been cited, and he believes it's a first offense.
To the best of our knowledge, through our computer system and speaking with the animal control officer, there's no record of either these two pit bulls specifically or the owner specifically being contacted in the past.
Elsewhere, a pit bull is being credited for scaring away an attempted kidnapper who was trying to take a 9-year-old boy. Around 7 last night, the boy and his 5-year-old brother were playing in the backyard of their West LaPorte Avenue home. That's when, according to the family, a man jumped out at them from the tall grass.
The suspect came out of the weeds, seemed to come out of nowhere, and grabbed the 9-year-old by the shoulder, and he was trying to pull him over the fence.
That's when the boy's pit bull began barking at the kidnapper, scaring him. Cops are searching for a 30-year-old white man who's balding with a small amount of brown hair. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Getting a little bit dizzy here from the highways, but everything to this point still rolling up to top speeds with the exception of westbound I-70. You'll find a little bit of a slowdown if you're coming over from Peoria up to Havana. There is a motorcycle accident there, and that activity should be off to the shoulder by now. Just a little slow passing the crash, but once you clear that, no problems getting over to I-25. We're still looking good up and down the I-25 corridor yet this morning. Weather for today, partly cloudy.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1875. That's 1-800-771-1875.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street. For free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Develop developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. TopTrader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-441-0277. That's 1-800-441-0277. 1-800-441-0277.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-499-8458. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-499-8458. 1-800-499-8458. That's 1-800-499-8458.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318. Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
Campaign season this fall. Democrat Bill Ritter has called Republican Bob Beaupre hypocritical on renewable energy, inconsistent on water policy, and a flip-flopper on proposed ballot initiatives. Beaupre, in turn, has accused Ritter of supporting amnesty for illegal immigrants, which he doesn't, and posting a fig leaf statement supporting gun rights. At this critical moment, analysts say the would-be governors are testing strategies, preparing for future fights, building a case against their opponents, and delivering a dose of what voters will see in television ads this fall. For Ritter, the message is that Beaupre is both ways Bob, the candidate of ever-shifting positions. In several releases, Ritter criticizes Beaupre for his votes in Congress and his words on the campaign trail. Once again, the congressman is trying to have it both ways, Ritter said in a July 5th news release. He did it last week by flip-flopping on Amendment 38, which reduces signature requirements for ballot petitions, and he's doing it again on this energy legislation opposed by many on the Western Slope. If this is how he represents Colorado in Congress, what will he do as governor? And Ritter has not changed his strategy since Beaupre's Republican challenger Mark Holtzman left the race before the primary, saying Ritter spokesman Evan Dreyer. It would have been helpful if the Republicans had continued to engage in a gutter-level combat through the beginning of August, but on both sides, it allowed Bill to begin to delineate the contrast between himself and the congressman, Dreyer said. Ritter is the candidate of ideas, Dreyer said, noting that Beaupre's campaign piggybacked on Ritter's announcement of a pro-military veteran policy last week. And Ritter released a statement last Wednesday morning, and Beaupre followed about 2 hours later. So here's the question, and this is from the Denver Post here this morning. Here's the question for you. How vicious, how nasty, how down in the gutter should Bill Ritter get with Bob Beaupre? Now, my heart says that I would like to see them discuss quote-unquote issues. But you know something? When you think about the way people look at voters, I mean look at candidates, the way voters look at candidates, you know what really matters? What really matters is character. That's what really matters. And what these guys have got to do is they've got to challenge each other's character. And they've got to erode, they've got to cause erosion of trust in their opponent. And I guess the question I want to ask you here at 6:14, 14 minutes after 6, if you want to answer up on this, is how low should they go, or how mean or how dirty should it get, and should Ritter fire back? I've been just absolutely amazed and have spent a lot of time thinking about this since the Kerry campaign, about how John Kerry basically fired back too little too late. What do you think would have happened in the Kerry campaign had Kerry just really gone after Bush in the very beginning? Like when you said, okay, you know what, enough nonsense about my Vietnam role. Where were you? Tell us where you were. Where were you in the National Guard, and what exactly did you do? Considering you're hell-bent on getting into it with me about it. And since you and your friends with the Swift boats are calling me a liar, then I'd like to know where you were. Or some kind of pointed response back. So should Bill Ritter, who I believe will be the next governor, should he take Bob Beaupre to the mat? See, now my heart says that I'd like to see a nice, civil debate about the issues, about what faces the state. But my big fat gut says, yes, take him to the mat. Spare nothing. Throw the kitchen sink at him. Go after him. In other words, don't get pushed around. And isn't getting pushed around a test of your character? A test of a candidate's character? Getting pushed around? Like, well, if he can't take it, he must be a wimp. And if he can't take it, I mean, what kind of governor is he going to make? And see, I would love to sit down with Bill Ritter and say, you know, how ugly are you going to allow this to get? How far will you take this? Not that I expect him to tell me, because he's not going to sit down with some guy on the radio and, you know, unveil all of his campaign strategy. I mean, that's not going to happen. But I really would like to ask him about that. And I'd like to ask him, is he going to return fire when fire is directed at him? Because I want to see him go after Beaupre, if it's needed. I don't want to see him sit there and take the quote-unquote high road if it's not needed. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Get off your half moons, get plugged in here. Two lines at 303-713-7600. How different are we Democrats? How different are we, those of us on the left? How different should we be? And how low? And you know what? How much should we stick it to the opposing candidate? How much should Bill Ritter go after Bob Beaupre if Beaupre decides to go down that road? It's up to you. You tell me.
It's your life. It's your choice. If balance in your personal and business life is important to you, maybe what you're looking for is staying home and loving it. Work from home with a successful team with a passion for what they do. They'll supply you with the free training needed to work from home and be successful. Staying at Home and Loving It has partnered with an over 20-year-old company making a difference. With no large investment, request info today and ask about the half-off July enrollment. Call 720-851-9637 or go to homefuture.com.
The James Gang rides again. Coors Light Live welcomes James Gang on their first tour in 35 years, featuring the original founding members Jimmy Foxx, Dale Peters, and Joe Walsh. Funk 49, Walk Away, The Bomber, Tend My Garden. The Power Trio returns. See James Gang Friday, August 11th at Red Rocks Amphitheater. Tickets on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. 303-830-TIXS or HOB.com. Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series. Produced by House of Blues Concerts. For VIP ticket experience and more, go to JamesGangRidesAgain.com. James Gang, rock the way it's supposed to be.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
Out of the bed to select the level of comfort and firmness of support, and that's called setting your sleep number. The revolutionary design of this bed makes it unique, but the bed looks like any other mattress, so you don't have to change the furniture in your bedroom or replace your sheets. My number is usually between 75 and 80. And, you know, I really got to check to see what Mary's is. I believe hers is around 70. But either way you look at it, you know what? Either number you're using, I mean, it just makes for a great night's sleep. And they've got a great deal, a 30-night in-home trial. See what it's like in your own home. Much better than making a 10-minute decision in a showroom that you have to live with for years and years and years. Even if you haven't considered getting a new mattress recently, or maybe you're in the market for a new mattress, you got to stop by the Select Comfort store to see the Sleep Number bed before you shop anywhere else. I'm telling you, this bed really, really does work. Select Comfort stores are located in 9 major malls, including Colorado Mills and the Belmar Mall.
Courtesy of Sean Healy, Keller Williams Preferred Realty.
Are you thinking about selling your home? If so, you can now find out what your home is worth online by going to DenverHomePrice.com. At DenverHomePrice.com, you'll receive information on what comparable homes have sold for in your neighborhood, which homes are currently listed, how long they've been for sale, and their prices. Based on this information, you'll have an idea of what your home is worth. This confidential analysis from DenverHomePrice.com is absolutely free. Visit DenverHomePrice.com. That's DenverHomePrice.com.
Red Lantern reminds that youth activities can have a positive influence in a young person's life. Whether it's sports, music, or the arts, sign-ups are going on right now in the community. Enroll your youngster today in a positive youth activity. This is from Red Lantern. They expertly prepare all your favorite Chinese dishes in a tradition of excellence. For a delightful dining experience, visit Red Lantern, 8770 Wadsworth Boulevard in Arvada. For reservations, call 422-8353.
Aspen Goodyear. Best pricing on tires. Colorado's largest and friendliest independent Goodyear dealer. Aspen Goodyear. Matching all prices plus free alignment when you buy 4 tires. Aspen Goodyear. 303-771-9800. 771-9800.
Get the CompUSA's huge back-to-school sale for great financing offers and hundreds of amazing deals on everything from laptops to digital cameras, flash drives to MP3 players. It's the back-to-school sale. Now through Saturday at CompUSA. We got it. We get it.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
No more with the nice guy.
I always want that guy to say, this is Jay Marvin, and we apologize. 23 minutes after 6, high today in the 90s. It's not going to be too bad, high today 90. All right, we're talking about how rough Bill Ritter should get with Bob Beaupre. There's an article today in the Denver Post about this. Expecting that this fall's election is going to get ugly. 303-713-7600. How ugly do you get before people turn around and say, well, wait a minute, you're not a progressive, you're not a Democrat? Because we're always known as taking the high road, aren't we? Here's Michael in Golden. Michael, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Good morning, Michael.
Jay, good morning to you. You know, I talked to you about this last week, and again, you know, it's wonderful to be civil. It's wonderful to have morals and principles. You know, the Democrats nationally try and take the high road, and that's why they're in the minority. And you have to fight fire with fire. Politics used to be civil. It used to be, you know, gentlemanly. It's now just, you know, gutter politics. And to use a sports analogy, if it used to be baseball politics or football politics, is now rugby. I mean, just down and dirty. It's a scrum. And, you know, it's fine to say, you know, we want to take the high road. What you're going to see the Republicans do, you know, and this is typical politics, you see the Republicans use the trailhead group and surrogates for Beaupre to slime Ritter and to do the robocalling and the push-polling and people like, Pat Stryker and Jared Polis on the Democratic side, you know, presumably they would do the same thing with Beaupre.
Well, we'd have to ask them. We'd have to ask Jared Polis if he would get into this. And I wonder what leading Democrats, and we're going to book some on, I wonder what they're thinking in this about how, you know, how much do we get down with it? I mean, how much do we fire back, and how much do we take it to them, as opposed to what has traditionally been more or less campaigns that are not, where we just don't take it to them. It's not that hard fought.
Well, I mean, you just look at the presidential campaign of 2004. You had the swift voting of John Kerry, who was by all accounts a decorated war veteran running against somebody who questionably even fulfilled his military obligation. So, you know, that went on and on and on, and it wasn't addressed, it wasn't announced, it wasn't forcefully rebutted.
Were you blown away by that? I was totally blown away by that.
Oh, absolutely, because, again, I think, you know, John Kerry, you know, was a war hero, and you know, there's a political calculation by the Democrats to say, you know, we don't want to alienate independents, we don't want to alienate moderates, and so people get turned off by, you know, negative campaigning, and we're not, well, again, that's fine, and that's principled, but when you start dealing with people that are going to throw mud at you, you can't, like you said earlier, you know, before your break, you can't let people do that to you and not fight back.
Do you think people really get turned off by negative campaigning, or do you think that they just like to give that answer?
No, I think they like to give that answer. I mean, I believe generally that there's a small segment of people in the middle that say, you know, I'm just disgusted by it, I'm not going to go out and vote. But there are people in both the Democratic and Republican base, and the Democrats are a perfect example. When John Kerry didn't go out in 2004 and vigorously and forcefully say, you know, don't you dare question my military service when you didn't even leave this country, and I don't even believe you served your country, Mr. President. There was a segment of the Democratic base who said, listen, you know, this guy doesn't even have the stones to fight back. Why should I support him, or why should I go out and vote for him?
Yeah, good points. Michael, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Hey, take care.
Okay, let's go to Ken in Evergreen. Ken, hi, you're on AM 760.
And now for the other side. Good morning, Jay.
Okay, give me the other side.
Well, everything that Michael said was true. But I think we fall into a trap as Democrats. Republicans are about driving down voter turnout. Yes, I think that negative campaign turns off people. And the reason I don't just think it, I know it. Even in a year when we crowed about voter turnout, it was somewhere around 54% of eligible voters in 04, nationwide. And that's how, you know, if your base is 30% of the public, and that's about what the Republican base is, if you can keep voter turnout under 55-60%, you win elections. You win a majority of elections.
But we also know too that the Republicans also resorted some other tactics.
Oh yeah, I mean, who was it? Was it Ed Rollins in '92 with Christy Todd Whitman and his foolishness with the black preachers?
Right, exactly.
The foolishness in Florida, Ken Blackwell stuff in '04.
Yep.
Now, compare and contrast the '04 Kerry campaign with the '92 Clinton campaign, and if you want to really look at it, rent a movie called The War Room, and you've probably seen.
I have seen that.
The Clinton campaign in 92 had an operation that was geared entirely to response, and I would encourage the Ritter campaign to, within their budgetary constraints, to do the same thing. When one of the 527s or when Beaupre or whoever Beaupre's running mate is going to be goes out and steps in it, be able to respond. And I don't mean respond within the news cycle. I mean respond within minutes. With faxes, with the ability to have somebody get on the radio.
So that would be the way to do it.
I know. I have to go. Okay. Okay. Anyway, I'm running late.
I hear you.
And I just think that, you know, if they respond, I don't want to see us get down in the gutter.
All right, but do you really believe that most people are turned off by negative campaigning, or do you believe that most people like the smell of a little blood in the water?
I think the marginal voter is. That person who goes, you know, I'm not so sure if I like one or the other, and if they can't really make up their mind, then they get upset with both and stay home.
All right, fair enough, Ken. Thanks for your contribution.
All right.
Okay, take care. All right, Well, what do you think? 303-713-7600. Do you like negative politics? Our response, our conditioned response is to say no. But is that really true? I mean, do you agree with Ken that negative politics turns off the voter, turns off those of you who may be attracted, maybe we have some moderates listening this early in the morning, who may be attracted to voting for one candidate or the other, but the negative politics, the negative voting turns you off. Negative campaigning, I should say. Or are you of the school that, by God, if they dish it out, they better be prepared to get it back in their face in spades? 303-713-7600. It's 6:30 at AM 760. Progressive Talk. We're about 30 minutes away from going national on the Jerry Springer Show. But right now, we'll talk to Aaron O'Neill about what's going on locally with a little bit of traffic.
And we're starting to pick up around town, that's for certain. We had that earlier motorcycle accident westbound I-70 approaching Havana. It looks like that's finally cleared off the highway. Really not too bad if you're coming in from the Aurora area. It's our eastbound routes into that sunshine. Awfully bright this morning. Eastbound Highway 36 now starting to slow on that approach to Pecos. Stays busy down to I-25. 270's really loaded up across Commerce City. Southbound I-25 starting to back up now from Thornton Parkway getting down to 84th Avenue. We're starting to see a little more traffic across downtown, but still good through T-Rex for both north and southbound I-25. Weather for today, partly cloudy, maybe a few scattered afternoon showers. Highs lingering right around 93 degrees. Right now we're at 61. Marin O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you'd like to save on your next tank of gas, be sure to use your SuperCard when you do your weekly shopping. Accumulate $100 in grocery purchases, and you'll save a total of 10 cents a gallon on your next fill-up at any King Supers fuel center. See store for details. King Supers, right store, right price.
Listen to AM 760 all day and all night on AM760.net. Download show clips and interviews to your MP3 player. Join the Progressive Club. Find out about upcoming contests and events. Stay connected with AM760.net.
I'm so busy at work, Dr. Phil, I don't have any time ever, and I wouldn't know where to look.
Well, don't just sit around whining about what you don't have. Go out and create what and who you wish was in your life.
Somehow, I knew you were going to say that.
Look, don't dream, do. Don't want, get.
Match.com is working with Dr. Phil, and our members are loving his insight. We'll show you who. He'll show you how. So come see what Match.com can do for you. Match.com, the number one site for love.
6:32, 28 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. Ritter and Beaupre, it could get ugly. How would you like to see it come down? 303-713-7600, and I got three lines open. Listen, you know what? If you're a homeowner and your back is financially against the wall, let me give you the name of somebody. Oh, excuse me. Let me give you the name of somebody who can help you out. It's the Mortgage Store. With a great low rate for you, the Mortgage Store is offering for a limited time only 5.99%. for a 30-year fixed rate. Now, call the Mortgage Store right now, 303-423-7171, because if you act quickly and you call now, you can defer your next two house payments. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171. And you know the great thing about the Mortgage Store? They're staffed with mortgage professionals who will be with you every inch of the way. That's right, from the very first day that you make the call to get your answer, and you can get it right over the phone as to an approval, yes or no. From the very first day all the way till closing, the pros at the Mortgage Store are there for you. And that's something else. That's something you're not going to get at a lot of places. They stick with you all the way through. And because the Federal Reserve has raised 16 times in the past month, the minimum payment on your credit cards have doubled. Because they've raised rates 16 times in the past month, the minimum payment on your credit cards have doubled. You need to consolidate your high-interest credit cards and take advantage of this special 5.99 30-year fixed-rate mortgage offered by the Mortgage Store at 303-423-7171. Now, the Mortgage Store is a direct lender, so you're guaranteed the best pricing and the best service, even if you've had some credit problems in the past, and who hasn't? I mean, we all have. You can still get a great fixed rate. So if you're out there and you're feeling the pain, there's no need to feel the pain. Go to the Mortgage Store. They're a direct lender. The Mortgage Store offers the best rates with no unnecessary fees, no application fee, and no out-of-pocket closing costs. And their hours fit like a glove. They're open evenings till 8 and Saturday, too. So it's an easy, easy, easy thing to get done. And you know something? The people at the Mortgage Store will lift that burden right off of your back. Call the Mortgage Store now at 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171.
Checker Auto Parts!
What Your Car Is Really Saying, number 6, the minivan.
After 8 years of ferrying this family around to baseball, ballet, and band practice, my parts are pooping out, don't you know? Put a sock in it, boy! Anyway, just the other day, I dripped an embarrassing stain on my parking spot at the mall, and my steering... Sorry about that. What would be hunky-dory is if my driver Madge and that gearhead husband of hers hustled me over to that auto parts store where we got it.
Hey, it's the dog days of summer, the time when heat takes a toll on your vehicle's battery. If you need a replacement, ask Checker about the Autolite Platinum 96-month battery with 2-year free replacement warranty. Autolite Platinum is built extra tough to withstand heat, cold, and vibration and last a long, long time. Remember, when you need the dependable power of Autolite, we've got it.
So now, hon, when you need a plan for your van, you know where to go.
Checker Auto Parts.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yep, could be a rough fall between Ritter and Beaupre for governor of this state. And I'm asking you, how rough should we as progressives and as Democrats get? 635, 25 minutes away from 7303-713-7600. And is what I believe it was Ken who called said, that you don't like negative politics. Do you not like negative politics? Do you not like negative politicking? Or is that a conditioned answer that people give? Oh, not me. I don't like it. But in reality, it's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, the rougher the hard-fought campaign, the more interested I am in it. And how much should Bill Ritter take from Bob Beaupre before he says enough is enough? So we're kind of plotting strategy, and I'm kind of asking you what you want to see in this race that could get ugly, that it could escalate with attacks as we get closer and closer and closer. And what do we have, under 100 days now, I think, until Election Day? Here's Dan in Nebraska. Dan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, how you doing? I guess I came in a little late. I don't know anything about your governmental race there. I heard the presidential thing. Negative politics, and yeah, I think a lot of people call negative politics and just the facts put out there. And I think when something's so important, put the facts out there and let me decide. I mean, I think they classify a lot of things as negative that aren't, when they're just facts. Their voting record, how their opinion on, state's opinion on certain things. Let me decide. Don't insult me. And number one, number two, I'm actually a Democrat, but I haven't voted Democrat. And one of the main things, like you mentioned, the Kerry that got called before Kerry, the war records and stuff. The big thing for me on that with those Swift Boat people and stuff was, Kerry's position on the Vietnam War afterwards, when they were fighting, and he gave comfort and aid to the enemy. Which has been
he never gave comfort and aid to the enemy. He came home as a United States citizen under the Constitution of the United States, which gives you the right of free speech and expression of views, and he made his views about the Vietnam War being a mistake. He made it known, and what he did was quite courageous. He never gave comfort. You know something? Let me tell you something. He never gave comfort and aid to the enemy, and I am so sick and tired of every person who comes along, okay, who uses that against anybody who dissents against war. Oh, they're giving comfort and aid to the enemy. That, you know what? That is propaganda BS.
Well, there was actually, the general from Vietnam, who actually after the war has stated that
what
did
general?
Give them encouragement.
What general?
Here, give me 30 seconds here. I'll pull his name out.
All right, you go ahead and do it.
Okay, but he actually stated that, and that's something Bin Laden has said.
Because one general says it doesn't make it true.
Well,
because to use that kind of thinking, then what we would end up living in is we would end up living in a highly militarized society where there would be no dissension of viewpoints at all. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that totalitarian authoritative regimes use against their own public.
No,
to squash dissent.
No, viewpoints and dissent, all that's fine, but it's at the time of. It's when you give those viewpoints that was the problem.
Well, when you live in a free country, you're allowed to give those viewpoints. When you live in a totalitarian country, you're not allowed to give those viewpoints, and you're branded as giving relief and aid to the enemy, and you're branded as being a traitor. Now, which kind of country do you want to live in, the first or the second?
Well, no, even Bin Laden said America.
You know what? I don't care if Bin Laden said. I don't give a damn what Bin Laden said. First of all, Bin Laden is not an American. Second of all, Bin Laden is not steeped in a democratic tradition. Third of all, Bin Laden, just consider the source.
Yeah,
where did Bin Laden say that about John Kerry specifically, too, by the way?
No, if we're talking about aiding comfort to the enemy, the it's important to take in the opinion of what the enemy thinks of us, how they portray it when they go. And when he says America,
yeah, but there's a difference between what the enemy thinks of us and taking in propaganda statements and digesting them and making them realistic and making
right.
them real.
Right. If they changing somebody's statement is one thing, but
no,
when they,
no,
when
using
they say,
making a statement for propaganda purposes is one thing. Okay. Making a statement for propaganda purposes that obviously works with people like you is one thing. Looking at the reality of the situation is another. Bin Laden is not a United States citizen. Bin Laden does not live in the United States. He is not steeped in democratic tradition. He wouldn't know the First Amendment if it bit him on a half moon, and neither would half these other guys, and neither does this administration, apparently. And this whole thing about giving comfort and aid to the enemy, is it smells. It smells like a rotten, dead carcass.
Well, then how does when he does say stuff like America doesn't have the stomach for war, when
so he makes a statement, so what? People say a lot of things.
But it's based on certain things. It's based on American leaders making positions like this Israel thing going on now. The terrorists are hiding behind those civilians in Lebanon. They want to increase those. So they put those atrocities out there, which there are people getting legs blown off. That's horrible. War is horrible, but that's it. How many days has it been? And clearly they're wrong. Clearly the terrorists are wrong going into Israel at that point. But yet everybody's screaming for a ceasefire.
Innocent civilians are being hurt. Don't you? You know what?
Yes.
You not only have no degree of compassion, but you also remind me of the first person who can be sold a shiny object at a glittering supermarket.
No, that's not true. Here's why. There was innocent people in Hitler. They're in Germany. There was innocent people. There's some.
But what does that have to do with it? Are you suggesting we should not have fought World War II?
No, of course not. But there was innocent people who died in World War II. But we were able to see beyond when it comes to the point of war, it's a choice between two bad things. The way it's played today, we shouldn't have fought World War II. We would have been out within a week or
we
two.
We shouldn't have fought World War II.
The way the press and the way
can I ask you, can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question?
We should fought in World War II and we should fight this.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Has it been hot in Nebraska? No, seriously, has it been hot there?
No, look at it.
Seriously, has it been hot in Nebraska?
Yes.
Yeah. You've been standing out in the sun too long. Let's go to Joe in Golden. Joe, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How you doing this morning?
Okay.
Good. Well, over at CU, we used to have this joke about what the N on the Nebraska football helmet stood for.
Yeah, exactly. I hear you.
Knowledge.
Yeah, right.
Hey, listen, when you talk about negative campaigning, it's in some ways in the eyes of the beholder, because let's say that I'm a candidate and I want to distinguish myself from the other candidate. How do I do that? Well, I have to tell the folks how the other candidate is different.
As long as you tell the truth about them, though.
Yeah, here's an example of this. Is this negative? Here in Golden, we have a little newsletter put out by the city, and the city is interested in traffic and the Northwest Parkway issues. And they asked Peggy Lamb, do you agree with current Colorado law that prohibits tolls from ever being added to lanes that were once free to use? And Peggy Lamb says no. Now, when I say that, and I say, well, does that mean that Peggy Lamb wants to make your drive to work cost more by making what was once your free drive expensive? Is that negative campaigning?
To me, it would depend on how you would put it. If you would take it a step farther and say that she would be in favor of toll roads that would prevent would prevent you from using what was previously free roads, That might be taking a little bit farther. But if you just put the statement of the fact out there about what she said and you put the question out and the answer, then no.
Yeah, but the thing is, as soon as we raise that, and that's true, she really did say that to the city of Golden. And then as soon as she has to ask the question, that's time that she has to spend responding to something rather than saying what she wants to say.
Yeah, but that's part of the political process.
Okay, then so we just soak up the oxygen.
Well, I mean, you have to. I mean, if you make a statement, and even if you forget about making it, and somebody does research and gleans it out of a newspaper, and finds it, and then says, you know, to you, well, did you make this statement on X and X date? Yeah, I mean, you've got to respond to it. I mean, that's part of politics. You have a choice to. Yeah, you could dodge it, I guess, but then the voters would have to judge you on that.
Okay, well, here's another example. In the governor's race, we've got two Catholic men who are running for governor. And one of the things that I happen to know is that, remember when Bob Beaupre was going around in his phony military uniform? And that picture?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, flight suit Bob.
Yeah, well, you know what? Bob was wearing the chump suit to Mass as well. He was wearing it to 7:30 Mass at St. Joan of Arc. And so the question would be, Bob Beaupre, do you go worship the Prince of Peace in military clothing that's not even real military clothing? Is that negative campaigning?
Well, it's not a lie. I mean, he did it. He wore the suit. I think it's worth bringing up that he did do that. I'd like to get an answer for a straight answer from him as to why he did. Once again, I think it depends on how it's phrased and how it's put, but no, I don't think it would be considered negative because it truthfully and really did happen, didn't it?
Well, truthfully and really did happen. And another thing that truthfully and really did happen was that the previous pope was strongly against United States attack in Iraq, and Bob Beaupre was strongly in favor of it. Popes have very consistently been against the death penalty. Bovine Bob has been strongly for the death penalty. Does that mean that he gets to, in all good conscience, go over to St. Jones and chew the wafer?
That would be between him and his church. That would not be between the public and him.
That would be between. Oh, well, how do we make that distinction? Because.
Because the public doesn't have the power. I don't have the power. You don't have the power. The public doesn't have the power to deny him, his right to be able to go to a church of his choice and engage in his religion. We don't have that right. I suppose the Pope could step forward, or I suppose the Archbishop could step forward and say, well, you can't do it. But I don't think. See, I think that's a non-issue. That would be a non-public issue.
Well, is it though? Because one of the things that
it is.
Well,
it's a non-public issue.
But wait a second though. Do we really have a duty to be warned about who is a hypocrite and who isn't?
Who wraps himself in the mantle of religion and who doesn't? I think on some things you do, but I think in other areas you don't.
Okay. Well, I think you got a point there. So I don't know. That's all I've got this morning. It's been fun talking to you.
All right. Well, call me again.
Okay, Jay. Take care.
Sure. You bet.
Okay. Bye.
All right. 303-713-7600, 648, 48 minutes past the hour. Coming up at 7 o'clock, we go national with the Jerry Springer Show. Then you'll have to use the number 1-877-34-JERRY or 1-877-345-3779. But time to get in a few more calls about this. Do you want to see, how would you like to see Bill Ritter respond to Bob Beaupre? And if this race gets rough, does Ritter go along and get just as rough as Beaupre? 303-713-7600.
For the lowest closing costs and the best rate on a home loan, call Advantage Funding at 303 Home Loan. We are the original mortgage company on Tom Martino's exclusive referral list. Tom has confidence in us, and you will too. Advantage Funding at 303 Home Loan is a direct lender. There are no added broker fees or points. Interest rates and closing costs are posted daily at 303homeloan.com. We guarantee our fees. There is never a surprise at the closing table. Advantage Funding. You'll be amazed at the savings. Call 303 Home Loan or go to 303homeloan.com today.
Across downtown, but new problems popping up in the tech center. South Bend I-25 at Bellevue. It looks like a piece of farming equipment fell off a truck, and it's hanging up the center lanes of traffic. Police on scene trying to figure out how they're going to get it moved out of the way. Only those left and right lanes getting through, and we're backing up pretty quickly past 225. Weather for today, partly cloudy, scattered afternoon showers, highs around 93. We've warmed it up to 61 already. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Donor Alliance is enhancing lives through organ and tissue donation. Sign up today to be an organ and tissue donor.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service, and you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. We believe you shouldn't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to advertise on the radio. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy by giving you the chance to shop for radio in a no-pressure environment where you can decide how much you want to spend and where you want to spend it. We keep your costs low by offering a smaller number of commercials and letting you pick the customers that you want to reach. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com. That's CustomersAreListening.com.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Family owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. And their goal is to make you happy. Why? Because if they make you happy, then you'll come back and you'll bring others back. And that's simply how it works. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. There you can see their inventory. Pre-qualify for a car loan, which is run by Steve out there, so you might want to contact him. And look at their business philosophy. They've got a great-looking website. And view some of their TV commercials. Rocky's Autos, good folks out there, ready to help you. They're matching down incentive going on now up to $1,500. So you put $15, they put $15, and you've got $3,000. And that's just the way it works. It's a dynamite way to get a second car, to get a car for the family, or to get that all-important to-and-from work car that you've been looking for, or whatever you've been looking for, because Rockies has got just about everything there with 500 good, clean models on the lot. Rockies Autos, check them out at 63rd and Federal.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar emergency, this is Daniel.
We need an ambulance. We're both tired. My kid feel my leg.
Every month, OnStar offers help in thousands of emergencies.
Okay, I have a contact emergency service at this time.
Dispatch.
Yes, this is Daniel with OnStar. I have a vehicle crash with injuries. Can I get conversation with the vehicle?
Hello, how are you injured? What happened?
I can't feel my leg. Oh, please help me.
We'll get police and paramedics on the way.
Emergency services have been contacted, and I will remain on the line until they arrive.
He's all right in front of me.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
Emergency services, I hadn't seen an accident.
They're here. Thank you.
The first year of OnStar service is included on new OnStar-equipped GM vehicles, and unlimited use of all safety and security services costs only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. OnStar by GM. To experience OnStar, press your blue button or visit OnStar.com.
Well, they're misleading the masses. We're empowering the people. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
All right. Thanks for joining me this morning. 6:53, 53 minutes past the hour. Going national, the Jerry Springer Show coming up at 7 o'clock. Right now we're talking about negative campaigning. And let's go to Charles on I-25. Charles, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry.
Hi, Charles.
How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Hey, I just want to chime in on this subject. I think it's not necessarily negative campaigning if you're talking the truth. You know, I think if you point out your opponent's position, you know, that regardless of how that sounds, I think it's a good tactic. Now, as we all know, you know, the whole idea of truth is like a rare commodity coming from the Republican camp. Examples are like monikers like No Child Left Behind, Clear
right.
Skies Initiative. You know, Clear Skies Initiative, what is that to gut, you know, like regulations EPA-wise for sulfur emissions? No Child Left Behind, but we won't fund it. healthy forest initiatives, you know, so that we can allow the forest industry to clear cut, you know, because, you know, the lobbyists are in the pockets with the politicians. Do you point, as you point them out, is that negative campaigning? I don't think so.
No, I think it's being truthful.
Yeah, and I think it's important that, you know, as the Democrats and progressives try to address this massive misinformation, disinformation, well-funded, well-organized campaigning from the right, you know, we can't be intimidated by, you know, is it negative campaigning. I was really kind of disappointed that in the Kerry campaign, he was really slow to react to the Swift Boat ads and the attacks on him. And by the time he finally did, the damage had been done. And if we haven't learned any lessons from that previous election, you know, we're destined to repeat the same kind of mistakes.
Yeah, and I would hope that we have. At least I would hope that we have, not only on a national level, but also on a state and local level as well.
Yeah, the thing that's really concerning is that, you know, we're dealing with an incredible amount of corruption. And honestly, you know, I think it's so deep that if we did get a democratically elected Congress in there to actually start doing some oversight and some investigations, I think those guys can't afford to let that happen. I think, you know, where does the corruption stop? Does it stop at the ballot box?
Well, they'll fight tooth and nail to stop us from getting into office. They'll stop us any way they possibly can. They'll fight tooth and nail to get it done, because they've got a lot at stake. And you're right, they've got, what they've got at stake is the opening of the Pandora's box, and for those of us in the public, finding out things that this administration really doesn't want us to know.
Bingo. And the only way that's going to happen is to have money. The Democratic National Committee needs to actually have some money to
They're in good shape, because they've raised more money than the Republicans. And as a matter of fact, there was an article over the weekend in the New York Times about how Senator Elizabeth Dole's star is fading this year as Republicans are being outraised by Democrats.
Well, and I think there's a new dynamic happening now. There's a lot of it with blogs on the Internet, campaigns. The Republicans are so organized. They were basically so well-funded, they were, like, raising money via, you know, all kinds of events. But I think this Internet process is really helping the Democrats this time around. I just hope we can stay focused and we can stay really sharp on edge and ready to respond to each and every attack that comes up. Because, Karl Rove-ism, and that is to attack your opponent's strength, and that's what they did with Kerry with the Swift Boat ads. You know, Kerry's strength that he just chose to run was his war record, his Vietnam service. And sure enough, here comes the Rove-ism where he attacks that strength, you know, with a surrogate Swift Boat company. And, you know, as Democrats, why can't we just point that out, that, you know, do you really want a government and representatives that are going to snow you with misinformation? Okay, I can say it. It took me a while to come up with this, but I can say it now. Are you really going to support people that are going to lie to us? And that's what's happening. They're lying to us.
Well, they lie to us, and they've been lying to us for a long, long time. Charles, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
You bet, Jake.
Okay, see you later. All right, we're getting ready to go on national here with the Jerry Springer Show, so you got to use the following number, 1-877-34-JERRY, or 1-877-345-3779. We'll be sitting in for Jerry Springer and Springer on the radio until Friday, and then next week, back to our usual local programming. And then on August the 8th, we'll be sitting in for Big Ed Schultz. We'll be sitting in for Ed that afternoon. So it's off to the national link here, and stick around. We've got more coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. M760, Progressive Talk.
We're on top of it. 303. 303-761-6400. When it's time for a new roof, that's the only number you need. If your home needs a new roof this year, call Excel Roofing, Denver's most trusted roofer. We make it so easy. Your Excel Roofing project manager will take care of your job from start to finish. Excel Roofing has set the standard with our no payment until the job is finished and you are satisfied policy. Don't pay anyone in advance. This is the only way to have work done on your home. Call us today for a free in-home estimate at 303-761-6400. Excel is the original roofer on Tom Martino's referral list. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used Excel Roofing. You should do the same. Call us at 303-761-6400 or check us on the web at excelroofing.com.
Excel Roofing, we're on top of it.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rowe, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Dan Raviv. In Israel, this country has just been called upon to show the utmost restraint, but no pressure from the International Conference on Lebanon. It ended minutes ago in Rome. The Italian Foreign Minister, Massimo D'Alema, read an agreed declaration.
The ceasefire must be lasting, permanent, and sustainable.
That phrase and others reflecting what Condoleezza Rice, the Secretary of State, was saying in Rome.
This is a region that has had too many broken ceasefires. Too many spasms of violence followed then by other spasms of violence.
The United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan, also at that conference, as steps to deliver more aid to Lebanon were agreed. Annan today accused Israel of intentionally killing four UN observers in southern Lebanon. Israel denies that. Combat house to house, almost face to face, continues.
I'm Robert Berger on the Israel-Lebanon border. That's the sound of Israeli artillery pounding suspected Hezbollah targets in the town of Bint Jabal. That's a Hezbollah stronghold where the heaviest fighting is taking place right now.
The Israeli army admits many casualties but won't confirm Arab TV reports of up to 12 Israelis killed. At the port of Beirut, CBS's Vicky Barker sees Americans and other foreigners sailing away.
A porter is wheeling up a cart loaded with luggage and strollers, a reminder that about half of the people leaving Lebanon today are children.
I'm Dan Raviv, live in Tel Aviv, Israel. Here's Frank Setapani.
Ocean breezes will make some California cities much more bearable today, but Sacramento and other hot spots can expect to top 100 degrees for the 11th day in a row. Ambulance worker Edgar Escobeda figures to have his hands full.
People who have pre-existing illnesses and or diseases, as it gets hotter, those symptoms seem to increase, and so we're seeing a lot more calls related to medical problems.
And coroners are investigating more than 50 deaths that may have been caused by the heat. The arrest of a Gaston, Indiana teenager in connection with last Sunday's highway sniper shootings comes as a shock to neighbors like Linda Antum.
I would have never, thought of Zach doing that.
But Sheriff George Sheridan says 17-year-old Zachariah Blanton does have a history of trouble.
He has had some criminal cases that have involved some crimes of sex and some theft crimes as well.
Blanton's accused of fatally shooting one driver and wounding another along I-65 near Seymour, Indiana. Saddam Hussein was back in court in Baghdad today, telling his trial he'd rather be shot than hanged if he's convicted. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is in Washington to address a joint meeting of Congress about 2 hours from now. Former Israeli Prime Minister Sharon's been moved to the intensive care unit of a Tel Aviv hospital. Sharon has been in a coma since a massive stroke in early January. His condition.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
Magic Mortgages. 0% interest. No payments for a year. Celebrity endorsements. Sound too good to be true?
It is.
Get real. Think Waypoint Mortgage, a local direct lender with real options, real loan programs, and really low rates. Helping people buy their dream home or refinance their existing mortgage is all they do. If you're stuck in an ARM, Waypoint has the lowest fixed rate conversions in the industry. Call Waypoint Mortgage today, 303-741-6800.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Brand new truck for $11,900. Don't miss it. Only at Freeway Ford at I-25 in Evans or at cheaperfords.com.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. Use your energy and your mind right, you can achieve wealth. But you got to be knowledgeable. And that's what you call financial literacy. Break down, what do you mean financial literacy? I know I'm dumb about money.
Let me break this down. 10-year-old young man in Chicago, we went through our Banking on Our Future class, and his two friends did not go through the class. He was given $70. His friends were also given $70. His friend said, I'm going to go buy a pair of Nike tennis shoes. The young man who went through the class said, I'm going to go buy one share of Nike stock. The two friends said, well, we're going to enjoy our tennis shoes. He says, well, I'm going to enjoy the fact you're making me money because I'm an owner of Nike Corporation. So that's the shift from profile into empowerment. That's a hand up and not a hand out. That's the power of owning yourself. If you need a lesson in financial literacy education for you or your children, call 877-592-HOPE, 877-592-4673.
Jay.
In for Jerry Springer.
AM 760. Progressive Talk.
All right, stand by, everybody. And roll music. And go. Take it away. Hello? Is he in there? Huh. You know what? I don't think Jerry's coming. Who else we got?
Now, filling in for Jerry Springer, Jay Marvin on the radio.
Well, they've gone to the back of the bench again and found me. It's our second day together here at 6 minutes past the hour. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer, who's off doing whatever Jerry does on vacation, and it's nice to have you along. The numbers are 1-877-34-JERRY or 1-877-345-3779. And I'm going to dive right into this. I always hesitate to do this, and a lot of guys on the radio do this. They always tell you who they have coming up, and sometimes I slip and I don't do that. But I'm going to do it today. I just have decided that I'm going to let you know what we got coming up. You know, there's a lot of talk about the Arab-Israeli conflict, particularly about the conflict between Israel and Hezbollah, but our eyes have kind of been off Iraq. We'll get a report card, a mid-year assessment of the war in Iraq, about what's going on there. The last couple of days have been extremely violent, and as you know, George W. Bush is dispatching more troops to Baghdad. We'll get that from Lawrence Korb prior to joining the Center for American Progress, which is where Larry is a senior fellow and director of National Security Studies. He also did the same at the Council of Foreign Relations. He was also Assistant Secretary of Defense, Manpower Reserve Affairs, Installations, and Logistics from 1981 through 1995 under President Ronald Reagan. And we'll talk to Lawrence Korb. We'll also talk to the Nation Magazine's I'm going to get it, John. John is like yelling in my ear. my producer on this side of the finger, Katrina Vanderhoeven, who I've talked to many times. She is the editor and publisher of Nation Magazine. And we'll get her take on Bush's showdown, impending showdown, coming up with Ireland Spector and these signing statements which the president has done, and that the American Bar Association says that the president has broken the law with these some 750 signing statements. So we'll talk to her about that. But this first part, I got excoriated here locally in the Denver-Boulder area for bringing this up. I've never lived it down, but yet I continue to kind of wonder what the take should be and what the stance should be. More and more cities are moving to crack down on people who beg by the side of the road. Now, Las Vegas here a couple of weeks ago enacted an ordinance in which you could not feed people at City Park, which has driven the ACLU absolutely crazy. And being an ace card-carrying ACLU member and proud of it, I mean, I see their point. But I also see the point about, like, for instance, families who would want to go to the park and, you know, see all of this going on. Orlando, the home of Disney World, has now barred people from panhandling on certain streets. And here in Denver, the city of Denver is following through on a vow to get tough on street beggars. In the first 7 months of 2006, police issued 303 citations for panhandling, nearly the same number as during all of last year. Police say it's too early to tell whether the number of citations handed out this year is a result of new laws adopted in December to curb panhandling. This is from the Rocky Mountain News this morning. But officers know the new laws are on the books, and they're enforcing them, police said. Other factors may be in play as well, because the highest number of panhandling citations issued in the past 5 years was in 2004. We do have a unit specifically on patrol targeting panhandlers. No, said Detective John White, a police spokesman. And we are wanting to be more proactive when dealing with panhandling, yes. And I kind of screwed that up, so let me go back over it again. Do we have a unit specifically targeting panhandlers? No, no, Detective John White says. But are we dealing with it aggressively? Yes, John White says. And it seems to be working, according to a Denver native quoted here in the paper, Ariel Brown, who has noticed a change for the better. Brown, 65, said her California friends were appalled years ago with the sheer number of panhandlers they encountered downtown. Now, what do you do when you see a panhandler? And I've asked people this before on the radio. It's it's one of my ongoing fascinations, along with the idea that the United States government is moving to shut down online gambling, which I almost considered doing that as a first hour thing here this morning. But I want to know, in your community, do you give panhandlers money? Do you hand them money? Or do you ignore them when they're standing there with that, you know, with their sign that says, "We'll work for food," or, you know, "Vietnam vet," or "Anything you can give me, God bless"? And if you don't give them food or you don't give them money and you drive by, do you feel a tinge of guilt in not handing them some money, seeing as how you may not be living fully the American dream as you see it, but you're definitely living the American dream better than they are? Or do you have a sneaking suspicion, are you cynical, and do you have a sneaking suspicion that those people are running a racket or running a con game by you, and that here you are hauling your rear out of bed every single morning to go to work, possibly working a job you don't particularly like, maybe working with somebody you don't particularly like, or maybe you do love your job, but you can't wait for the weekend to show up, because you can't wait to get your 2 days off, if you get 2 days off. Many of us in this society work 6 days a week, so you get your 1 day off. Your view about giving them money and about thinking, well, you know what, listen, Buster, I mean, I got a job and I hold a job and you can too. Now, I was excoriated for saying that I was cynical about these people and that, people leveled me with being a member of the GOP and that, GJ, you know, you talk like you're a member of the GOP. And, so obviously you can see some people are really, you know, bad, down and out. And they've got mental problems. And with my mental health background, nobody is as sensitive to mental health as I am. And sometimes I see pregnant women begging. And that really gets me. But sometimes I'll see these guys begging, and they look healthy. And I wonder why they're not out doing jobs. And, of course, we have this whole debate going on about what Americans will and will not do because, alas, it doesn't pay. And that's wrapped around the whole immigration issue. There was an article yesterday in the New York Times written by none other co-author, I should say, by none other than Michael Dukakis, about raising the minimum wage, which hasn't been raised in this country since 1997 and sits parked at $5.15 an hour, and how Americans would do more jobs if the minimum wage was raised, say, to $8 an hour. So Americans would get in there and they would do those jobs, and they did do those jobs before. And so every once in a while you'll see somebody standing there holding a sign, a cardboard sign, out in the heat, and you think to yourself, you know, you could go get a manual job. And at least I do. I feel a twinge of resentment. Now, am I the only one going to be honest enough here now to admit to this? And I'm sure that I'll take my lumps of 1-877-34-JERRY or 1-877-345-3779. I'm sure I'm going to take my lumps on this. I know that there are people walking the streets who have mental illnesses, that under the Reagan years they were turned out of shelters. And I totally and completely excuse those people. Vietnam vets and veterans of all kinds are another group I feel very, very sorry for, that they just can't get it together to hold on to a job. And I think all of us, in one time or another in our lives, have been down and out. I know I certainly have. Where I've been forced to use the public health system, which if you have any connection with the public health system where you live, particularly when it's mental health, it's not too glamorous of a picture. But it's much better to have health insurance, which would make me want to go off onto a diatribe about why we don't have universal health care in this country. But my feeling is that there have got to be some people out there who are panhandling or are faking it. And then there's got to be people in real need. And how do we get them off the streets? If indeed, we should even get them off the streets. And we have to be very, very careful about their constitutional rights. And civil liberties is a very, 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 very precious thing. And once you lose it, it's very, very hard to get it back. Damn, this administration's best to try to take it away. That's why I love the ACLU. So I get all this rolled up into one. So when I drive home, when I leave here later today, I'll see people standing on the side of the road, and they'll be panhandling. They'll be holding signs, and, you know, they come up to the car window and the whole thing. And I'm never sure how to react. I'm never sure whether to reach in and give them $5 or tell them to go get a gig, or ask them what their mental health history is. So I wanted to bring this story up because it's happening here in Denver, it's happening in Las Vegas, it's going on in Orlando, and other cities are moving to try to crack down on panhandlers. And I want to see what your experience has been with panhandlers and how you feel about this subject. Jerry Springer is on vacation. My name is Jay Marvin, and I'm sitting in for Jerry, and this is Springer on the radio.
Email Jerry at SpringerOnTheRadio.com.
Hey, Jerry Springer here. Well, actually, I'm not here. I'm away for a while. Right now, I'm in the Mideast brokering a process for peace. How am I doing?
Right now, be the 20th caller to 877-345-3779.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service. And you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit customersarelistening.com.
With roast beef and cheddar or Arby's ham and Swiss melts, get any combination of four for only $5 at participating Front Range Arby's locations now through August.
What you are about to hear is shocking. If you or anyone around you might be sensitive to information regarding an amazing offer on the all-wheel drive Volvo XC90 V8, please be advised. Still there? Okay. The all-wheel drive Volvo XC90 V8 luxury SUV is now leasing for the incredible price of just $389 per month. Yes, it's true. Now you can experience the comfort and safety of the best-selling European luxury SUV at an even more affordable price. And if that's not shocking enough, this premium SUV also comes with a 311-horsepower V8 engine, sumptuous leather seats, roll stability control with gyroscopic sensors, and a 7-passenger cabin, all for just $389 per month. But hurry, this astonishing offer is only available for a limited time during the Volvo year-end sales event. Lease an all-wheel drive Volvo XC90 V8 for $389 a month for 24 months. $3,904 due at signing. Taxes, title, and registration fees extra. Visit your Denver area Volvo retailer for a test drive today.
Hey, how was practice?
Awesome. You'll need to be there at 6 tomorrow.
No problem.
Dad, heads up.
Ooh, like I said, no problem.
Who's counting on your brakes today? Your brakes are too important to trust to just anyone. Ask whoever does your brakes if they use ASE certified mechanics. Midas has over 3,000. So head to Midas, America's leader in brakes, where you can get lifetime guaranteed brake pads or shoes installed for just $89.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads or shoes for as long as you own your car. Midas knows how much you count on your brakes. Be safe. Trust the Midas touch. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Most vehicles not valid with discount offers. Prices and participation may vary.
Don't miss out on the great summer specials at your Denver metro area Midas. And make sure you check your mailbox or go to Midas.com for even more savings on brake jobs, air conditioning, and maintenance services. Don't trust your vehicle to just anyone. Trust the Midas touch.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
It can't be him, but yes, it is. Jay Marvin in again for Jerry Springer, 20 minutes past the hour. We're talking about panhandlers. How do you deal with them? 1-877-34-JERRY or 1-877-345-3779. Are you a no-good, skeptical, hard-bitten soul like I am, where I just won't give them any money? Or do you feel sorry for them? And do you support these communities across the country beginning to crack down on them? Let's go to Terry in Staten Island. Terry, hi, you're on.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good, Terry. How about yourself?
Fine, thank you. About panhandling, I give, but I don't give to people who look like they certainly could work, and I definitely don't give to people who are high. But elderly people, people who are sick, people who obviously have problems, yes, I do give to them.
Okay, how about if you and I were driving and you saw a woman and a dog and she was panhandling and she was pregnant, would you give her money?
Probably. I have a soft spot for dogs.
I do too. I got a Welsh Corgi Coco and I got a Minpin Jackson. And yeah, see, and I'd probably have to go, okay, here, give her a dollar for me. But because she has a dog, you would probably do it.
Yes.
Okay, do they ever irritate you at all?
Oh, yeah, I live in Manhattan. You know, I live in New York City, so
right.
Yes. A woman who was high came up to me on the train and got nasty because I refused to give her money.
Yeah, when I was living in Chicago, I had one chase me down State Street once, yelling at me because I wouldn't give him any money. And it's like, you know, come on, man. Why don't you put that effort towards something else?
Well, exactly. You know, believe me, I know what it's like to be down and out. You know, and I was so down where I didn't eat for days. And I took a job as a foot messenger until I could get my stuff together rather than beg.
Yeah, I could never bring myself to go out and panhandle.
No, neither could I. But, you know, I could see where I don't expect people to be like me. So I can see where people can have no choice in doing it. And I especially have a soft spot for elderly people because what does it say about our country when you live your life and you're elderly and you wind up on the street.
Well, what does it say about our country in general that we have, what, you know, 54,000 Americans without health insurance and that we have people on the streets to begin with?
Yes, it's really sad.
It is sad. Terry, thank you. Appreciate the call. All right, let's go to Jennifer in Chicago. Jennifer, hi, you're on.
Hi, Jay. Good morning.
Hi, Jennifer.
Yeah, I totally agree with you and Terry. It is. It hurts. It definitely is. It's a hard thing. I actually do not give to panhandlers anymore. I've been bitten in the past with a deceiving panhandler, where the police actually came in and got involved. But since then, even just this last summer, especially this summer, it seems like every corner I'm at, there's a panhandler with a sign. And I actually called my alderman and asked her, you know, what do we do about this? You know, are there some shelters that we can direct these people to? And, you know, the response was, no, there aren't any shelters. Those shelters only open in the fall and the winter. It's pretty much they're on their own during the summer months. And, you know, it's a shame that that these people, well, and the other comment I have to make with regards to that same conversation with my alderman was that she said, you know, don't feel bad about it because these people probably make more money than you and I do.
Your alderman said that?
Yeah.
Who's your, can I just ask you who your alderman is?
I prefer not to. Actually, I live in a little town outside of Chicago called Berwyn. So.
Oh, I know exactly where Berwyn is. Okay, all right.
Yeah, right. We
all
have
right.
a lot of, we have it, you know, on and off the expressway exits, you know, off of the Eisenhower and the Stevenson. We have a lot of it.
Right.
You know, it's not just our area. It's the last 2 years. It's, you know, of course, unfortunately, it is very... It's sad to see that, and it's sad to sometimes drive by. And there have been times when I'll, you know, go into the change dish, and if there's a dollar, you know, I'll reach my hand out if I'm moving. But I don't ever do it if I feel unsafe. You know, I'm in my car all the time by myself, and, you know, you don't ever want to get yourself into a dangerous situation. You don't
all right, so by and large, do you give to panhandlers, yes or no?
No.
No, you
not
just
anymore.
You just blow them off.
Right.
Would you like to see the city of Berwyn move, the village of Berwyn move to restrict panhandlers?
Yes, I would.
Even if it might violate their free speech?
I think that I don't think it's a matter of free speech. I think that it's a matter of restricting their safety. I mean, we have a lot of traffic. You know, it's a safety issue. We should have some sort of mechanism in place for people who don't have a place to go, that can't buy a sandwich, that can't get a cup of coffee. Those are the things that on a community-by-community level we should be doing, whether it's, you know, you live outside of Chicago or, you know, North Dakota or wherever. I don't think it's a free speech issue. I think it's a community issue. We should have a place for folks to go.
All right. Very good. Jennifer, thank you, and have a good day. Let's go to
thanks.
You bet. Let's go to Jim in Chicago. Jim, you're on. Hi.
Hi there. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
They did an expose on one of the local stations here in Chicago about 5 years ago, and they followed a group of them. And one of them I remember was going out for steak dinners every night at a pretty nice restaurant. Every night he'd get off and he'd get himself, you know, cleaned up a little bit and go out for a steak dinner. And then they followed up some of the others, and I forget how they came up with the figure of what they were taking in a year, but it was something like $70,000 a year tax-free.
Hmm.
So I don't think many of these people, not to say that there aren't people that are hurting, there are, but I don't give to them because you don't know who the hoaxes are, and you know, I think that that's something that needs to be addressed through shelters and through government, that you take care of those that truly in need, you know, and you handle it that way. I think to give people, number one, giving people money, if they have a problem, it just goes to the problem, so they're going to go buy their liquor or their drugs or whatever, so you're not really helping there. But, you know, I, but half these people, they're in, you know, $150 Nike shoes.
I have never noticed that before, and now, thanks to this call, Jim, I'm going to start checking it out every single day. Thank you for the call, Jim. Really appreciate it. Well, so far, nobody's called up to give me grief about this. 1-877-34-JERRY or 1-877-345-3779. Panhandlers, would you like to see their role in society more restricted and your experience with them? And do you give to panhandlers, or are you cynical like I am and you figure, you know what, dude, you look like you could go get a job. And you know what? If I got to get up and bust my half moons, then trust me, you know what? You got to go bust yours. Jerry Springer is on vacation. This is Jay Marvin, and this is Springer on the radio.
Jerry Springer on the radio.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken. Ed Schultz at 1. And Randy Rose at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Give yourself the extra time this morning. You're going to need it. We've got problems all across the city, including South Bend I-25 into the tech center where a piece of metal equipment was dropped onto the highway. It got cleared over to the right shoulder, but police helping protect the scene. They have the right lane hung up. South Bend I-25 jammed solid past Yale. It's also affecting South Bend 225. That's stop-and-go traffic from Parker Road getting all the way to the Denver Tech Center merge. Eastbound I-70 at Brighton, crash there, cleared to the right shoulder. That's slow from Pecos on over. Westbound I-70, stop-and-go from 225 out to I-270 with a multi-car crash that's working off to the right shoulder there. And if you're headed into Boulder, westbound Highway 36 at McCaslin, have an accident that's hanging up the left lane. Really starting to see the backups. Weather for today, partly cloudy, up around 93 for a high with some scattered afternoon showers. Right now, we're at 65 degrees. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Make Sonic your ultimate drink stop today and try one of their 168,894 different flavor combinations. Now with even more flavors like their apple slush and refreshing new cranberry limeade. You dream it up, they expertly mix it. It's not just good, it's Sonic good.
Why do Aspen Goodyear stores stand out? They are the largest independent Goodyear dealer in the state. They offer the best prices and fastest service anywhere with 5 locations to serve you. Aspen Goodyear are the experts that run My Auto Help Center, saving consumers hundreds of thousands of dollars. They offer full service with certified ASE technicians. And absolutely the best prices on tires. Plus, a free alignment when you buy 4 tires. 303-771-9800. That's 771-9800.
SL Roofing, we're on top of it. 303-761-6400. When it's time for a new roof, that's the only number you need. If your home needs a new roof this year, call Excel Roofing, Denver's most trusted roofer. We make it so easy. Your Excel Roofing project manager will take care of your job from start to finish. Excel Roofing has set the standard with our no payment until the job is finished and you are satisfied policy. Don't pay anyone in advance. This is the only way to have work done on your home. Call us today for a free in-home estimate at 303-761-6400. Excel is the original roofer on Tom Martino's referral list. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used Excel Roofing. You should do the same. Call us at 303-761-6400 or check us on the web at excelroofing.com.
Excel Roofing, we're on top of it.
Disembodied voices, silly little jingles, blathering announcers. You think you're tired of them? Think about us poor people who make ads for a living. So, here's our plan. You write the ad. Think back 2 years ago when Republican Congressman Marilyn Musgrave promised to do better. No more abandoning our veterans. No more favoring global corporations. No more covering for corrupt cronies in Washington. But we both know none of that happened. So on our website, ColoradansForLife.org, we've listed Musgrave's muffs. Dozens of ways Musgrave's muffed her responsibilities and hurt Colorado. Pick one that bugs you. Or use a Marilyn muff of your own. Write a 60-second radio ad and send it to us. If we use your idea, we'll send you a gift. But more important, we'll send Marilyn Musgrave a message. Us ad writers have had it.
paid for by Coloradans for Life.
The Al Franken Show.
Help people start paying attention to politics more. That's what we're trying to do on the show.
And we do it by being fair but unbalanced.
But the unbalanced part is just we're advocates, but we always tell the truth.
People who got their news primarily from Fox were four times more likely to have misconceptions about the war in Iraq.
So actually, the act of watching Fox makes you stupider.
Al Franken. Weekday mornings at 10 on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin. Filling in for Jerry Springer. On the radio. On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
So, tell me, folks, who are you voting for in November?
Oh, we're voting for the incumbents.
We're voting again for the people who will fight for us again.
Me too, because they fight for the big issues that matter.
The same issues that got us to elect them 2 years ago.
And 4 and 6 and 8 and 10 and 12 years ago.
They never actually did anything about the issues after we voted.
But this year, for sure. Oh, 10 commandments, homo, marriage, burning, flag, distraction. Every other year the Congress calls us all to action. We elect them even though we don't get satisfaction. 10 commandments, homo, marriage, burning, flag, distraction.
It's not like they're using us.
They're just using our votes.
November's so important, such a big election race.
We re-elect the same old gang that panders to the base.
That's us.
But then they only work to help some crooked billionaire.
And when we start to notice, they shout,
hey, look over there! Oh, 10 commandments, homo, marriage, burning flag, distraction. Every other year the Congress calls us all to action. We elect them even though we don't get satisfaction. 10 commandments, homo, marriage, burning flag, distraction.
Hey, you find a job yet?
No, but just wait till that flag-burning law passes. That'll do it.
And banning partial birth evolution.
We answer to the call of all the country's demagogues.
They yank our chain and we're all trained as good as Pavlov dogs.
Next time we want a change, we say, but next time comes and then. Our new boss is the same old boss.
We do get fooled. Again.
Oh, 10 commandments, humble marriage, burning flag, distraction.
Congress is so long on top and oh so short on action.
We don't seem to care if we don't ever get a fraction.
10 commandments, humble marriage, burning flag, distraction. Oh. Evolution, pledge allegiance, Boy Scout leader, homos. Long as we're excited, we don't question where our dough goes. Let's all re-elect the guys who play with us like yo-yos. Evolution, homo marriage, homos, homos, homos.
This time it'll be different.
Next time too.
Jerry Springer on the radio.
34 past the hour. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio. We're talking about, boy, that bit was so true. We're talking here about begging for trouble, as the Denver Post puts it, about panhandling, and it's going on all over the United States. And many communities like Denver, Orlando, Las Vegas are moving to try to curb it. And your experiences with panhandlers. And that last guy who called up and said that I should look at the shoes. Now, you know what? You'd think I would think of that, right? But I didn't think about that. Should I look at the shoes, see what kind of watch they're wearing, if they got a watch on, check out their jewelry? That's what car dealers do, don't they, usually? They look, see what kind of jewelry you got on when you walk in to see if you can afford to buy the automobile that they're selling. Let's go to Rebecca in Houston. Rebecca, hi, you're on.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm driving.
Okay, be careful.
In the rain.
Be careful.
Yeah, no kidding. I was a panhandler when I was a teenager. I had a troubled life on the streets, living out. And there was one old lady who every day would come by and give me a sandwich and money. And I seriously believe that she saved my life and changed my life. She would talk to me. There was no pressure. She just listened. She was a sweet little old lady. I never hurt her, never robbed her, whatever, you know. And that was probably the one person who I treated pretty well at that point in time in my life. And I always, always these days give back, because now I'm a successful mom of 3 children. And every time I see someone out there, I think maybe I could make a difference.
Boy, why
maybe
were
my $5 will save them.
Why were you so troubled and living on the streets? Can I ask you that question?
I had really horrible parents. There was a lot of abuse, and just the only way out was out of that house and out of the street. And every time I'd go to the cops, they would tell me that my parents were successful and there was no way that this happened, and that things were going down the way I said they were going down. And, of course, I was the troubled kid who they're like, yeah, we're going to believe her.
Mm.
I think it was a different society, too, because this was way back in the early 90s, late 80s, and people didn't believe kids as much as they do now.
How'd you get yourself out of all of that?
It was just generous people that eventually would take me off the street, wouldn't ask me any questions, and they defied my parents. I had many people take me in homeless and help clean me up, give me showers, give me food. And eventually I just learned that everybody wasn't as crappy as my parents were.
So you're
and that there are generous and kind people out there who will help you and take care of you.
So you're teaching us a big lesson here today.
I think so. I've never been harmed by a homeless person. I fed them. I sat with them. I've talked to them. They're some of the most kindest, gentlest people I've ever met, more so than the corporate asshole in the suit who's more worried about his Beamer. They're just, like I said, I can't say enough about them. Even when they're crazy and gibberish and talking, they make a lot of damn sense.
All right, Rebecca. Thank you. Great call. Thanks for your honesty, too, by the way. Let's go to Jenna in Chicago. Jenna, hi, you're on.
Good morning, Jay. It's always so good to hear your voice here in Chicago.
Oh, thank you.
I miss you a lot. I wanted to let you know that I can't even imagine passing up somebody that needs money. I learned from my mother that but for the grace of God, there go I. At the time, she only had coins to put into a cup or to give somebody, and I teach my daughter the same thing. I think it's imperative. We don't know who that person is, and it's for God to judge, or whatever higher being you believe in, to judge whether or not they're ripping off whether they're ripping you off, and they'll pay the price for that.
So you think I'm wrong? So Jenna, you think I'm wrong, right?
I'm not going to judge you. I'm going to tell you what I think. What I think is that I will give, and if it's, if they're doing a ripoff, that's their sin, it's not my sin. And whatever I give, it's not going to further enrich me. It's not going to make them a millionaire. It's not going to make me broke. So I give what I can.
All right. That sounds reasonable. I can't dispute that. I mean, I can't dispute it in any way. Other than I just sometimes get that feeling that when I look at some of these people, that you know what, they could go out and get a job only because I got to have one.
Well,
Does that make sense?
I work too, but you don't know that when you look at them. How can you tell? There's absolutely no way you can look into that person's soul and know what's going on with them.
Yeah, the only way you can is to ask them.
Well, but whatever you give them, are you giving them the title to your house? You're giving them what? Enough money for a cup of coffee or maybe a sandwich? A sandwich is $4 or $5, as my daughter told me the other day. You know, she said a dollar isn't even enough anymore.
Jenna, you got me talked into it.
Thank you. I'm glad.
The next person I see standing on the side of the road, I'll give them some dollars.
That's the way to go, Jay.
I miss you too. You know that?
Take care.
All right. Thank you, Jenna. My conscience, thank you. Thank you for calling in. It's good to hear old friends on the radio like that. 1-877-34-JERRY or 1-877-345-3779. I guess you could roll down the window and give them a couple of dollars. Now, John Turk, my producer here in Denver, is smiling at me. What are you smiling at me about? Wait, what do you think that's so funny about that? You just give them cigarettes? Yeah, that's good. Hand them cigarettes. That'll work. All right. Well, now I got to put this into practice and see if I feel better after I give them a couple of dollars. We're talking about panhandlers, and we'll talk to you more about it. So stick around. Jerry Springer's on vacation. This is Jay Marvin, and this is Springer on the Radio.
This is Jerry Springer on the Radio.
Hey, I'm Jerry Springer on vacation right now, but listening in every day to make sure my guest hosts are maintaining my high standards. I mean, how hard could that be?
Your opinion expressed when calling Jerry at 877-345-3779 will be kept confidential.
All our calls are being monitored. Got that?
Oh, never mind. Jerry Springer.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. Over the past 35 years, some of the most fulfilling home projects I've worked on are the ones that allow me to help improve someone else's everyday life. From building a wheelchair ramp to widening doorways, I pride myself on helping to create a barrier-free environment for those with physical disabilities. Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
Nickelback, the most explosive show on the planet, is coming. August 9th at Coors Amphitheater. Nickelback, 3 days, Grace, Chevelle, and Hinder.
sale now. Fans from coast to coast can't get enough. August 9th at Coors Amphitheater. Nickelback plus special guest, 3 Days Grace. Chevelle. And Hinder. Listen carefully. Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets, 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com. Produced by AEG Live and House of Blues Concerts. Nickelback brings you the most explosive show on the planet.
AM760.net today. Click on the blue list and support the companies that support AM760.
You go online searching for the best deal on hotel rooms, and there's always this nagging feeling that there's a better deal out there. We get it. We're Hotwire.com, and we guarantee the lowest prices on 3- and 4-star hotels. How do we do it? Hotwire has special deals with 3- and 4-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site. Guaranteed. Like 4 stars in Denver? Travelocity price $139. Hotwire.com price just $93. Or 4 stars in San Francisco? Orbitz price $149. Hotwire.com price just $94. So why risk paying more on other travel sites when Hotwire.com gives you unsold rooms at deep discounts? Guaranteed. Hotwire.com. 4-star luxury, 2-star prices. Log on to Hotwire.com today and get a 4-star hotel in downtown Denver from just $84 a night. Hotwire's booking process differs from fixed travel sites. Exact hotel disclosed after booking. All bookings final. Rate subject to change in availability, not including tax recovery charges or fees. Guarantee details on site.
Just Brakes.
My brakes are grinding. I need pads and shoes, right?
Just Brakes will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels and even machine rotors and drums for $99.88.
I'll come in next week.
Just Brakes recommends you bring your car in today. It's likely your brakes are already damaged.
Sounds serious.
It is. Brakes should be inspected at least once a year. Damage to major components can be a costly brake system nightmare.
Pads and shoes installed on all four wheels for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we
parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
Past the hour, Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio, and it's nice to have you along. We're in the middle of talking about panhandling. Coming up next hour, we got Gene Galvin's blog coming up. And also, we'll talk to Lawrence Korb from the Center for American Progress about Iraq. Iraq has kind of been pushed off the front pages, and there's a lot going on there. And also, we're going to talk to the editor and publisher of The Nation magazine, Katrina VandeHeuvel, and she's going to talk about Bush and the ABA and the signing statement controversy. So we've got all that coming up, plus more of your phone calls. Let's go to Gray in Virginia. Gray, hi, you're on.
How you doing?
Okay, where in Virginia are you?
I'm headed towards Roanoke. I'm on a highway. I don't really know the town.
Well, I worked in Lynchburg once.
Yeah, I got some friends there. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve in Lynchburg.
You opened the door.
I know. That's
hey,
okay.
Let's play kick the host a bit.
All right.
I'm listening to a left-wing radio show whose usual host drives a Learjet. And a temporary host who I'm sure you make more than I do being a truck driver, kick poor people and displaced people, and listening to housewives say they're scared of these poor people. That is the face of poverty, my friend. That's the face of insanity. And with the corporate America taking over the way it is, you better get used to it. When you see your neighbor out there, you'll know what the difference is between right and wrong, good and evil. But it may take that far down the road before some of these people wake up.
Well, first of all, my good friend from Virginia, I don't fly a Learjet, nor do I own one.
No, you don't.
Probably don't make any more than you do, because I don't know what you do for a living. That's number one. And number two, I'm not really kicking poor people. Because if you make a statement that talking about panhandling is kicking poor people, then you got to assume that all poor people panhandle, and many of them don't. Many of them hold jobs, and there's a large gap of working poor in this country. I'm just talking about the phenomenon that seems to be spreading across the United States and has been around for a while, but it seems to be getting more notice about people being on the corner begging. And some of these people have real logistic need or real realistic needs, and some of them, you know, basically are running a scam. I don't think this has anything to do with right, left, in the middle, or anywhere else.
I disagree. I think those people who are running scams, what percentage of the total panhandling population do you think that is?
I don't know. I have no way of knowing. I haven't taken a survey of all of them.
When I was 18 in the 60s, I panhandled. Heck, a lot of us panhandled. I panhandled 400 miles for gas from my motorcycle just to get from one place to another.
Well, using your own personal story as evidence wouldn't hold up in a statistical argument. You don't know how many people are, and I don't know how many people are, and we don't know how many people aren't, and you don't know how many people aren't. I mean, but I don't think it's a commentary on the poor. I don't think it's a commentary on the poor at all.
This is amazing. America's getting raped by corporations, and you're worried about nickels and dimes.
No, I'm not worried. Look, I'm more than aware about America getting raped by corporations. If you read David Sirota's book, Hostile Takeover, and Byron Dorgan's got another one out, the trade pacts that are signed and free trade agreements that are signed put American workers in awful, 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 awful shape. That's why I'm for repealing NAFTA and CAFTA and the rest of them. But you know what? You can't do that every 5 minutes. You can't talk about that every 5 minutes. This is just an hour diversion out of a 3-hour show, which in my case, it starts for an hour, 4 hours. Yeah, it's a diversion. It's talking about something the people that's in the news that people encounter every single day without having to, you know, I'm just asking curious questions about it. I don't think that makes that, you know, any kind of a crime. I don't think it makes anything wrong.
Your two previous callers, I bless them. They're great. They're wonderful people. And for everybody, you know, if you take $5 out, you come to this just in the last 15, 20 minutes, you've come to this realization. If you give $15 a week to somebody who may or may not deserve it but is asking for it, what harm is it going to do you?
It's not going to do me any harm at all, but sometimes I suspect that those people could be scamming or that they could get a job. And by the way, speaking of giving money to charity and speaking of giving money to people who do good works, I give quite a bit of money. And on that case, I'd be willing to wager that I bet you I give more than you do.
Always err on the side of right. It's not a matter of erring on the side of right.
It's a matter of stepping up and telling the truth about yourself and being open and honest about the way you feel. And, if you can't handle that, I mean, then I'm sorry.
Oh, I can handle it.
Well, no, apparently you can't.
The problem is people don't really know what's in that heart.
Well, I don't know what's in your heart either.
All over the place. But that doesn't make it true. And automatically you're going to the negative side and saying, well, this guy's got to be a crook.
I didn't say that guy had to be a crook. I said that I think that in any percentage of people, there are some people who are not going to be legitimate. Do you disagree with that statement, or do you think, or are you willing to get on the air? Are you willing to get on the radio here and tell us that everybody, and you're willing to vouch across the country that everybody is totally and completely legitimate? If they are, then we find out they're not, then we can send our bills to you. Thank you, Greg. Drive safely. Appreciate the call. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio.
You are listening to Jerry
Springer on the radio.
Hey, everyone. I'm currently in Iraq teaching an ethics course to Iraqi children. Wash your hands, ladies first, and turn your satellite radio to Jerry Springer on the radio.
Hey, Jerry's talking to you.
You can talk back
by calling 877-345-3779. That's 877-34-JERRY.
Jerry Springer
on the radio.
M760, Progressive Talk, The Al Franken Show.
Help people start paying attention to politics more. That's what we're trying to do on the show.
And we do it by being fair but unbalanced.
But the unbalanced part is just we're advocates, but we always tell the truth.
People who got their news primarily from Fox were 4 times more likely to have misconceptions about the war in Iraq.
So actually, the act of watching Fox makes you stupider.
Al Franken. Weekday mornings at 10 on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
What your car is really saying, number 6, the minivan.
After 8 years of ferrying this family around to baseball, ballet, and band practice, my parts are pooping out, don't you know? Get a sock
kicking it, boys. Anyway, just the other day, I dripped an embarrassing stain on my parking spot at the mall. And my steering... See, sorry about that. What would be hunky-dories if my driver Madge and that gearhead husband of hers hustled me over to that auto parts store where they say, we got it.
Hey, it's the dog days of summer, the time when heat takes a toll on your vehicle's battery. If you need a replacement, ask Checker about the Autolite Platinum 96-month battery with 2-year free replacement warranty. Autolite Platinum is built extra tough to withstand heat, cold, and vibration and last a long, long time. Remember, when you need the dependable power of Autolite, we got it.
So now, hon, when you need a plan for your van, you know where to go.
Checker Auto Parts.
You go online searching for the best deal on hotel rooms, and there's always this nagging feeling that there's a better deal out there. We get it. We're Hotwire.com, and we guarantee the lowest prices on 3- and 4-star hotels. How do we do it? Hotwire has special deals with 3- and 4-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site. Guaranteed. Like 4 stars in Denver? Travelocity price $139. Hotwire.com price just $93. Or 4 stars in San Francisco? Orbitz price $149. Hotwire.com price just $94. So why risk paying more on other travel sites when Hotwire.com gives you unsold rooms at deep discounts? Guaranteed. Hotwire.com. 4-star luxury, 2-star prices. Log on to Hotwire.com today and get a 4-star hotel in downtown Denver from just $84 a night. Hotwire's booking process differs from fixed travel sites. Exact hotel disclosed after booking. All bookings final. Rate subject to change and availability, not including tax recovery charges or fees. Guarantee details on site.
Enjoy a romantic dinner for two for just $59. Where? At the Broca Restaurant downtown. Includes the shrimp bowl salad, prime rib or Alaskan salmon, dessert, and even a bottle of wine. All for just $59 for both of you. Make reservations today at the Broca Restaurant in downtown Denver.
Get the CompUSA's huge back-to-school sale for great financing offers and hundreds of amazing deals on everything from laptops to digital cameras, flash drives to MP3 players. It's the back-to-school sale, now through Saturday at CompUSA. We got it, we get it.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
Past the hour, Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer, and it's good to have you along. Let's see if we can squeeze in a few more phone calls before the top of the hour here. Let me go to Tom in Denver. Tom, hi, you're on.
How's it going, Jay?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm hanging. Jay, I don't know. It sounds like you've been converted after that lady, so I really don't even know why I hung on. But, my dad used to work for the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to sit in his office all the time, actually, because I was trying to get money from him. So there was my form of panhandling. But I used to see these guys, Jay, and you're wrong to judge a book by its cover. I mean, somebody might look fine, they might look healthy, they might look able, they look like they can go to work. But I mean, you'd be surprised. Some of these people have serious, serious problems, and they can't work. They can't hold a job. I mean, be it mental illness, be it addiction, or a criminal record, so nobody wants to hire them, health problems. It's just, there's all kinds of problems that a person can have. So when that guy's, like, making his assessment based on somebody's tennis shoes, I mean, there's no telling where that guy got the $150 pair of tennis shoes. Those might have been a handout somewhere. It's not safe to judge a book by its cover.
No, in real life, it never is. But don't you ever suspect sometimes some of those people may be scamming you? That's not a reason to punish all of them. And the thing that bothers me about it, I think, more than anything, is the fact that it even goes on that we as a society don't have any programs to deal with people who are in those positions and to take care of them and don't have any real, particularly in the area of mental health, have no real serious commitment to mental health.
There you go. See, that's so much it's like we don't spend money on taking care of these people. We have such a bad attitude about them. Like, it's like some people out there, they have no problem spending $100 billion a year on an illegal war.
I agree.
Or sending up space shuttles that explode. But But when it comes to just taking care of a social problem such as that, now actually in Denver we're going to try and take care of it. We have a good mayor.
I agree. I agree. Listen, I'm just out of time. My back's up against the clock. Glad you called, Tom. Good to hear your voice, and I hope you'll call me again. All right, we'll do the blog. We'll talk about Iraq, and we'll also talk about the signing statements. That's all coming up. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio.
You've been hearing about Hypemax, but you still haven't ordered? Hypemax is a patented blend of vitamins, herbs, and amino acids of...
J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
Hi, I'm David. And if you're waking up in the middle of the night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this free offer. If you have sexual dysfunction or pain, burning, or dribbling during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and may only get worse with age. So if you're taking saw palmetto to help support a healthy prostate, then you should know that research points to something more powerful. It's called beta prostate, and its primary ingredient contains 3,000 times more concentration than ordinary saw palmetto. And you'll find the results that you're looking for. Remember, it's 3,000 times more concentrated than ordinary saw palmetto. So it works better, and it's healthy to take.
For your risk-free trial of beta prostate, call 1-800-210-3461. That's 1-800-210-3461. Try beta prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-210-3461.
If you could have access to unlimited sales leads, all the right prospects, would it help your commissions? What if you could get 100 sales leads for free? Would that help? It's time you tried Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. Sales Genie gives you unlimited access to all the right leads, and they want to give you 100 of them free.
I heard an ad for Sales Genie, and I immediately called to ask about the catch, because I always assume there's a catch. But I found out there wasn't one. It was exactly the thing I needed.
Get the sales leads you need when you need them. Everything you need to start generating real profits is available right at your fingertips, and you can get started for free.
Our sales went up and our costs went down. Our profit margins are through the roof. You can't argue with that.
Get 100 sales leads absolutely free when you call 1-800-400-1180. That's 1-800-400-1180. 1-800-400-1180.
Not just talk. This is where progressives come to talk. Dave Casey and Thornton, Denver Boulder. And online at am760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. Secretary of State Rice is standing her ground. At an international conference in Rome on the fighting in Lebanon, Rice resisted pressure to call on Israel to accept a ceasefire with Hezbollah. She said Lebanon can't return to the status quo.
We are all agreed that we want most urgently to end the violence on a basis that this time will be sustainable.
Secretary General Kofi Annan isn't backing down from his statement that Israel may have targeted the four UN observers who were killed in a bombing yesterday in southern Lebanon.
People on the ground were in touch with the Israeli army, warning them, please be careful, we have positions here, don't harm our people, and many calls went up until this happened.
Israel is expressing regret for the killing, but spokesman Mark Regev says Annan's criticism is off base.
No Israeli would ever deliberately target a UN position.
The battle for a key Hezbollah position in southern Lebanon is apparently taking a heavy toll on Israeli soldiers. Arab media reports say a dozen or so Israelis have been killed. Israel will not confirm that. Here at home, police have charged a teenager with firing the shots that killed one driver and wounded another along an interstate near Seymour, Indiana, Sunday morning. County Prosecutor Stephen Pearson says the death penalty is on the table.
I will consider it. This is a very young man, 17 years of age. But we have a very serious and tragic result.
Police say 17-year-old Zachariah Blanton confessed to the sniper attacks. They won't say what the motive was. In Iraq, Saddam Hussein returned to court today showing the effects of his hunger strike.
He looked noticeably thinner, but he was still the old Saddam, very defiant. He insisted at one point that if he did get the death penalty, that he did not want to be hanged. He wanted to be shot because he was a soldier and that's what he deserved.
CBS News correspondent Mark Strassman reporting from Baghdad. The San Francisco Bay Area is getting a break from the heat.
but Sacramento and other parts of California can expect an 11th day in the triple-digit blast furnace. Stanislaus County Public Information Officer David Jones.
We can't find anything over the last 30 years that indicates there's been anything like this. The heat has been unprecedented. It's been oppressively hot at night. All of these factors coming together have made it very challenging for the local community.
Coroners are investigating more than 50 heat-related deaths. Turlock, California dairy farmer Kevin Suarez says the heat is getting to his cows as well.
You just start panting, and as soon as they hit the floor, they're gone.
All-time Jeopardy champion Ken Jennings says he didn't mean it. Jennings, who won more than $2 million on the show 2 years ago, posted comments on his website recently bashing Jeopardy and longtime host Alex Trebek. Jennings claims he was just trying to be humorous. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are down 34 points. NASDAQ is down 11. This is CBS News.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. One pit bull was shot and killed, and another was injured after they attacked the family's animals in Weld County. David Ezeguire told authorities it appears a llama tried to protect a cat and some goats.
And that the llama then was attacked by the pit bulls, which of course it ended up dying because of the injuries.
Shane Schoenfield with the sheriff's office says the owner of the pit bulls has been cited and is scheduled to appear in court. The cat also was killed by the dogs. Well, there's a new scam out there called vishing.
We've gotten pretty savvy about knowing not to give out any personal information that's solicited by email. We know that now. But so now that we know that, they're going back to the old-fashioned way of calling you on the phone.
The Better Business Bureau's Katie Carroll says an automated call tells the victim that their credit card has been used illegally. The victim is then told to call an 800 number and give out personal information. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Got that right lane reopened now. Southbound I-25 after Bellevue. We'll start to see the front of the jam break loose, but our backup from that has now met up with the downtown jam. Southbound I-25, stop and go. I-70 as you continue south towards the Denver Tech Center. We're still packed in. Southbound 225 from Parker Road all the way down to I-25. Eastbound I-70 at Brighton, that crash ended up on the right shoulder, but that drive for I-70 really heavy from Federal as you get across I-25. And westbound Highway 36 at McCaslin, clearing out that left lane crash. Still slow on the approach there. Weather for today, partly cloudy, hot, highs up around 93 with scattered afternoon showers. Right now we're at 68. Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Need new shocks? Need new struts? Get to the Brakes Plus huge July sale on Monroe Shocks and Struts. It's a buy two, get two free sale. Now that's a plus. Visit BrakesPlus.com for locations and money-saving coupons. Brakes Plus, a proud sponsor of your Colorado Rockies.
Jay Marvin from Rockies Autos, and now more buying power than ever from Rockies Autos with their matching down incentive up to $1,500. You put down $1,500, they'll put down $1,500, and you've got $3,000 towards your next vehicle, or put down $1,000, and they'll put down $1,000, and you've got $2,000 towards your next vehicle, or put down $500, and they'll put down $500, and you've got $1,000 towards your next vehicle. And you talk about a selection. Rockies Autos has the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs along the front range. There'll come a day when we won't use fossil-burning fuels, you know, in cars and things. But until we reach that point, if you need an automobile, the serious place to go is Rockies Autos, and that matching down incentive will save you some real money. Rockies Autos open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. They're family-owned and operated, been that way since 1982. Check them out on the Internet, RockiesAutos.com, but make sure you take advantage of that matching down incentive program going on now at Rockies Autos, corner 63rd and Federal.
Scanning the blogosphere.
You have the best screen in America. I love the guy that answered the phone.
Listen. Oh, no.
Oh, my God. I let the cat out of the bag.
That's Gene.
That
oh, no. That's Gene.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Oh, now
no,
I'm going to have to live with
cold.
That.
He has allergies or something, poor Gene. Get
yeah, he
vitamins.
Does. He's not feeling well. And frankly, he looks like, well, you know what.
Tell Gene I said hi.
Oh, yeah. But if you saw him, you wouldn't be
oh,
a
I know.
This is the Springer on the Radio Blog Report.
6 minutes past the hour, and you betcha, now it's time for the Blog Report with senior editor of Springer on the Radio, Gene Galvin. Hey, Gene, what do you got on the Internet today?
Hey, Jay, how you doing? You know, I'm just a regular guy.
He's just being a wild ass.
Just one step away from panhandling myself. I don't fly around in a pressurized Learjet like Springer. My tailor is TJ Maxx, and I'm always looking for bargains. That's the only way I can make it in this world. So go to Overstock.com to find cheap prices, because they carry what people didn't want to buy when it was sitting in a retail store. So it clogged up inventory until Overstock.com bought it cheap, and now they're selling it to us for a steal. Like the Fontaine Monaco center set faucet for the kitchen sink that I got. I had to have one of those. I also got some Playboy magazines.
What's
and
up
a,
with that?
A Tag Heuer watch. Now get this. I got a Spiral Flex magnetic diet ring. I have no idea what the hell that is. I think it's some kind of holistic deal that if you wear it, you don't eat as much. And I got a travel package to the Riviera Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. If I didn't have this website, I'd be totally common. Now, I don't know why I didn't think of this. Go to RedBaronCoastToCoast.com and check out this cross-country flight from California to South Carolina. Guy by the name of Baron Taylor started last May from the aircraft carrier USS Midway. Will end up about 10 weeks later on the deck of the USS Yorktown after touching down at various places across the country. He'll eventually cover about 3,600 miles. But the thing is, Taylor's not flying an airplane. He's using a power chute. It's a parachute with a propeller engine behind his seat. Kind of like an ultralight airplane, except this has a parachute instead of a wing. He's doing the trip to raise money for law enforcement to buy these power chutes. Check this out. They're perfect as eyes in the sky when you're trying to find a lost person. For example, there was a couple that was lost in the Appalachian Mountains in North Carolina recently for 3 days after wandering off a day hike trail and going 6 miles in the wrong direction. Now, luckily, they wandered on their own onto a roadway before dying, but searchers looked for days but couldn't find them. Maybe a low-flying power chute would have helped. Baron Taylor's idea is cool. You can check out his daily trip log at RedBaronCoastToCoast.com. Now, if you're a liberal and you want to feel pretty damn good about the political future, go to PollingReport.com and click on National Barometer. There's a Gallup graph that shows the persistent drop for months of George Bush's approval rating and the correlating rise of favoritism toward Democrats.
Well, I appreciate that.
Not since the Republican takeover of Congress in 1994 have the political stars lined up so perfectly for Democrats to win big in November. Okay, I'm a happily married man, but if I wasn't, Christie Brinkley might be all over me for some action. She's 52 and I recently turned 53, but I'm totally stable. And she's about to ditch her fourth husband. There's a good story about it at Newsday.com. But here's the deal. Opposites attract. In the next life, Christy, remember to email me at Jerry@SpringerOnTheRadio.com. You never know.
Two girls? Who would want that?
For the blog report, I'm Gene Galvin, and I'm always just trying to help, Jay. That's all I do.
Yeah, is your wife listening to this?
I don't think she is today. In fact, I'm counting on it.
Yeah, we'll take the recording and send it home to her.
Yeah, I heard that.
So she can hear the part there about you and Jerry and what's her name?
Yeah, Christy.
Christy Brinkley.
Yeah.
Yeah, her husband says he's contrite, he's sorry, and that he was making a fool out of himself.
Yeah, after he bopped an 18-year-old girl, yeah.
Would you take him back?
No, me neither. Leave her out there for me in the next life. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
All right, Dave.
11 minutes past the hour here on Springer on the Radio. There's Gene Galvin. He's on every single day with what's going on the Internet. And Gene, tomorrow you can find me some good Graham Parsons sites, considering I'm the ultimate Graham Parsons fan here. All right, coming up, we're going to be talking with Lawrence Korb about Iraq. And what's going on there? We don't hear much about Iraq these days because of what's going on between Israel and Hezbollah. So do we want to take a break early? Is that what we want to do? All right, we're going to take a break early, and then we're going to get to Lawrence Korb and see what the Center for American Progress has to say. This is their mid-year assessment about the war in Iraq and the grades that they give the Bush administration. That's coming up. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the Radio.
This is Springer on the Radio.
I'm Jerry Springer, and while I'm away on vacation, please be just as courteous to my guest host as you would be to me. Or you might try actually being nice to them. Thanks.
It's worth it. Keep trying. 877-345-3779 is 877-34-JERRY. Springer on the radio.
Jay, in for Jerry Springer. AM 760, Progressive Talk. AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Making a nice recovery here, southbound I-25, heading into the tech center. Got that right lane reopened after Bellevue. That southbound I-25 drive still kind of heavy, starting from 6th Avenue, getting down to the bridges towards Yale before it starts to pick back up. Southbound 225 also really packed in, stop and go slow after Parker Road down to I-25. Earlier problems along I-70 have cleared up, including that wreck eastbound at Brighton. That's still a slow drive over from Federal. Westbound I-70 at 270, that multi-car crash finally cleared completely off of the highway. Still a lot of stop-and-go traffic starting from Chambers. And westbound Highway 36 in McCaslin, got that wreck out of your way. The backups are gone. Still a little sluggish, though, from Sheridan up to Church Ranch. Weather for today, partly cloudy, up around 93 for a high with scattered afternoon showers. We're at 68 now. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU evenings or online. Attend an open house August 2nd or 8th. Details at universitycollege.du.edu. That's universitycollege.du.edu.
If you're going to internet date, I think you have to be a little careful. I learned the hard way. I had an online romance with Cityboy284 for 7 weeks. We shared our innermost thoughts, our fantasies, you name it. We were so nervous to meet, so we just kept putting it off. 342 emails later, we decided to meet at a sushi restaurant downtown. I walked in, looked around, and I saw him. Sitting alone.
The thing about someone's story, you want it to keep going. Drive the safest car you can. Volvo for life. As part of Volvo's year-end sales event, lease a new XC90 V8 all-wheel drive for $389 a month for 24 months. $3,904 due at signing. Taxes, title, registration fees extra. Call 877-24-VOLVO for details. Visit your Denver area Volvo retailer before this lease offer ends. Speaking of endings, hear the rest of the story at denvervolvodealers.com.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
If you're a business owner, the thought of building a new facility can seem overwhelming. If you need to build your dream on a limited budget, call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building that will save you time and money. Working with Anthem is an easy and fast way to get the warehouse, manufacturing, or storage space you dream about. Call 877-98-STEEL. Ideal for churches, gymnasiums, or to store all those toys you've accumulated. Don't just dream it, build it. Call Anthem Steel today. 877-98-STEEL.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
After the hour, Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer, Springer on the radio. And the Center for American Progress released its mid-year assessment of the war in Iraq. That aims to fill the gaps left unmet by status reports submitted by the Bush administration to Congress and the American public. The Bush administration barely avoided complete failure with a D-. And joining us to talk about it is the CPA's Iraqi report card. To join us to talk about the report card is a senior fellow and senior advisor to the Center for Defense Information, Larry Korb. Prior to joining the center, he was a senior fellow and Director of National Security Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations. Korb also served as Assistant Secretary of Defense, Manpower, Reserve, Affairs, Installations, and Logistics from 1991 to 1985 under Ronald Reagan, and he's been on this show before. And Lawrence, good morning and welcome.
Well, morning. It's good. Nice to be with you again.
It's nice to have you on. All right, let's talk about Iraq, because Iraq's not getting much play with the Israeli Hezbollah situation going on. How does the administration's report card, its mid-year report card, its mid-year assessment look on Iraq?
Not very good. And in fact, you know, yesterday the president all but acknowledged it because he's sending more, going to send more troops into Baghdad. I mean, nothing is really going well. The security situation is getting worse. Our overall U.S. security is being impacted. There's some progress on reconstruction, but not nearly enough to justify the expenditure of all the money that, you know, the American taxpayers have laid out.
Where are we in quelling the insurgency?
Well, what has happened is you're fighting two wars now. You're fighting the insurgents as well as you're in the midst of a civil war. I mean, they keep calling it, you know, sectarian violence, but it's a civil war because what's happening now is you got Shias taking revenge on Sunnis, which gets the Sunnis to take revenge on them. And in addition to that, you got the people there trying to, you know, overthrow the government. So you've got two wars there now, and in fact General Abizaid, the head of the Central Command, which oversees this, said the civil war is a greater threat now than the insurgency.
And do we have a handle on either one of these?
No. That's the problem. You never put enough troops in there to get the situation under control, and you've been, you know, robbing Peter to pay Paul all along. I mean, for example, we're going to shift some 7,500 more troops into Baghdad. Well, where are we going to take them from? We're going to take them from the Anbar province, by places like Ramadi and Fallujah. What do you think is going to happen? Those places are going to go downhill again, and then you're going to have to, you know, deal with that.
It seems to me, in a country that desperately craves a way out of here, it seems to me that this administration has no way out.
Well, it doesn't. I mean, you know, it has basically put its security in the hands of the Iraqis because it said, well, when you stand up, we'll stand down. Well, what happens if they never stand up? I mean, that's the, you know, the issue. So, in effect, they can use us as a crutch as long as they want. And so if they, you know, don't really take charge, for example, of the Interior Ministry and Defense Ministry, which controls their security forces, then it's going to be up to Americans to have to step in and fill the gap. If they don't make the political compromises necessary to establish some sort of Iraqi national structure, then the fighting is going to continue to go on.
And this premier, Maliki, we're starting to have trouble with him, too, as well.
Well, I mean, Maliki is a Shia. The Hezbollah are Shias, and so when Israel attacks Hezbollah, Maliki sides with Hezbollah because they're Shias. He also has close ties with Iran. Iran supports Hezbollah. So here you have the United States. We've had, you know, something over 2,500 young men and young women die, almost 20,000 wounded, to, you know, put this guy into power. And what does he do? He turns around and denounces our closest ally. I mean, and you know, you're thinking, if I'm a mother or a father, a husband, a wife, or one of these people, thinking, you know, what did my son, daughter, spouse die for? You know, what's happening right now is the influence of Iran is growing. Anti-American feeling throughout that world, the Arab world, is growing. So we're worse off every day in terms of our overall national security.
Seems to me the only big winner in all of this is Iran.
Oh yeah, I mean Iran is winning because they have more influence in Iraq now, and we're so bogged down there we can't do much about them getting nuclear weapons. No, you know, we don't have enough troops to put in an international force on the in the Lebanese-Israeli border. If in fact we wanted to, we don't have enough troops. So
yeah.
Here we are, you know, in this situation where we're saying, well, you need an international force. But we can't play, so we're trying to get other countries, you know, to come in. And you know, this is not the way United States has always been the leader in these operations in the past.
Would you rate this as being the biggest foreign policy mistake in the history of this country?
Well, I would say that right now, right, the Iraqi invasion is going to go down as one of the greatest strategic disasters in U.S. history because, you know, up to now, Vietnam was, but even though the loss of life was greater in Vietnam, our withdrawal from there didn't work. But what's happening here is as we're so bogged down, we're losing this war, if you will, against terrorists because they're, you know, increasing their power and their appeal.
They're operating all around us, and yet we're stuck. in Baghdad. And you know what? It begs me to ask two questions. Number one, wasn't the whole troubled nation in the region to begin with Iran? That would be number one. And number two, isn't the only way to settle the whole conflict between the Palestinians and the Israelis is to get a two-state solution?
Well, sure. I mean, again, it's easier said than done. But if you take Iran, look, when the president gave his Axis of Evil speech and he said, you know, we've got Iraq, Iran, and North Korea. Okay, if you were rating them in terms of threats to the United States security, Iraq would have been last. So what did you do? You go after them first. Meanwhile, you get so bogged down there that Iran and North Korea are basically moving in a direction that's going to undermine our security in the long range by moving toward nuclear weapons. And what we've been so distracted by Iraq that, you know, we haven't paid sufficient attention. Now we're trying to play catch-up ball with those, but we're dealing with a weaker hand.
22 minutes past the hour, Lawrence Korb from the Center for American Progress on the line with me. It seems to me that if this administration's goal in going into Iraq was to teach rogue dictators and rogue nations a lesson about how they ought to change their behavior and that they ought to realize the ultimate power of the United States, we went to the wrong country and it failed.
Well, it certainly, we went to the wrong country and it also failed, because what has happened is it has shown that even with the best conventional military in the world, it's almost impossible to impose democracy. And, you know, you're fighting what the, you know, the Pentagon calls asymmetric warfare, which basically means the other side says, hey, we can't take these guys on, you know, up front in sort of a, you know, a battle of the bulls. So what are we going to do? Improvised explosive devices, you know, RPGs, all of the, you know, suicide bombs. And our, you know, for all of our great conventional weapons, they have very little defense against that.
How do we get out?
Well, I mean, we have, at CAP, we have basically put out a plan last September, which basically said you've got to set a date for withdrawal. We said by the end of 2007, this will put the Iraqis on notice that they have got to get their act together, and it will fulfill whatever moral obligation we have to them, because we've been there almost 5 years. Say we don't want any permanent bases, which is going to diffuse part of the insurgency.
But we're not willing to make that claim. We don't want any permanent bases, are we?
No, we're not. And that, again, is causing us problems, because not all of the people fighting against us in Iraq are people who, you know, are in sympathy with bin Laden or want to bring back Saddam Hussein. They just don't like outsiders. And they're fighting what they perceive as an American occupation, very much the way their ancestors fought against the British. You know, the British lost 30,000 people trying to make Iraq whole. And so, I mean, you know, you ought to understand, you know, what you're dealing with. And so, is it a perfect solution? No. I mean, I don't think, you know, given the hand we've been dealt, this seems to me to be the most realistic alternative. And we would leave troops in the region. You know, we can leave Army in Kuwait. You put the Marines, as we say, over the horizon, you know, in the Persian Gulf on Navy ships, so that if Iran invades or it becomes another haven for al-Qaeda, you can go in and deal with it. But, you know, you get involved in a civil war, you know, you can't win.
No, because we're virtually sitting ducks there.
Right. I mean, the great irony would be is if we're going to start killing Shias who are trying to take revenge on Sunnis, and we came theoretically to save the Shias from Saddam Hussein. And what I really worry about is we have no control of events. If, you know, heaven forbid, you know, somebody should assassinate the Ayatollah Sistani, you know, who's holding back the majority of the Shias, there'd be no holding them back. I mean, it would be like nothing you've ever seen before, where the Shias would go after the Sunnis and blame them for killing their revered leader.
And we'd be stuck right there in the middle. And
we'd be stuck in the middle, and we'd be asked to stop the Shias from killing the Sunnis.
And the only way to do that's with force.
Well, that's right. And, you know, if you go and you look, and the Iraqis have 263,000 security forces. Look, we're not asking them to fight the Red Army. We're asking them to deal with, you know, maybe 20,000 insurgents. It's not a question of, you know, training. It's motivation. Are they motivated to do that? And, you know, right now, I mean, you have, to get the peace in Baghdad, you got basically security forces as Shias. The Sunnis resent them. The Sunnis think that they shouldn't be doing that. So they're fighting them there. And what are we supposed to do? Go in and help the Shias kill Sunnis? They're not insurgents. They're people who just don't like the Shias.
And before we run out of time here, take a quick look at the Israeli Hezbollah situation. What do you make of that?
Well, basically, I think Israel is in many ways in the same position as us in terms of power. Best conventional military there, no doubt about it. The question really becomes, are the military tactics they're using going to help them in the long term? If you 700,000 people have been displaced in Lebanon. And what's going to happen? You're going to get more recruits for groups, you know, recruits for groups like Hezbollah in the long term. So I think that's what the Israelis have to ask themselves. It's not a question, you know, do they have the right to use force and all that. The real question is, are you creating, you know, longer term dangers for yourself? And in, you know, my view, I think the best for everybody is get an immediate ceasefire because this thing could spiral again out of control. I mean, if Syria decides to jump in or and does something to Israel, Israel attacks Syria, Iran attacks Israel, you know, this, and we'd be sitting right there. You know, the distance from Beirut to Baghdad is less than the distance from Cincinnati to Cleveland.
That's a scary, scary thought. Lawrence Korb, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Okay,
I really appreciate
it. Good to be with you.
Good to talk to you again. There's Larry Korb, Lawrence Korb, who is a senior fellow and a senior advisor on defense to the Center for American Progress. Coming up next, we're going to talk to the editor and publisher of The Nation magazine, Katrina Van de Heuvel, and we'll talk to her about Bush and his signing statements and the ABA. J. Marvin, in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio.
Jerry
Springer on the radio.
Efficient windows from American Exteriors. How do we save you so much? We eliminate the middleman. At American Exteriors, you always get the right replacement window at a clear value because we're the manufacturer. Call today and get $19.96 prices.
The only number you need to know is 3037 Windows.
Fully packed in all lanes, starting from approaching Parker Road, and it stays thick all the way down to I-25. However, North Bend I-25 wide open if you're leaving the tech center right now. We're still kind of slow westbound I-70 from Chambers Road getting out to Havana. Earlier problems there at 270 have long since cleared out of your way. Looking at your weather for today, partly cloudy, maybe a few scattered afternoon showers, and highs right around 93. Right now, we've warmed it up to 68. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
As the nation's 13th largest home builder, Meritage Homes is excited to introduce to Denver their unique approach to home building. They've carefully chosen six distinctive neighborhoods to debut over 20 different and unique floor plans. Visit MeritageColorado.com today and discover the Meritage difference.
Red Lantern reminds that youth activities can have a positive influence in a young person's life. Whether it's sports, music, or the arts, sign-ups are going on right now in the community. Enroll your youngster today in a positive youth activity. This is from Red Lantern. They expertly prepare all your favorite Chinese dishes in a tradition of excellence. For a delightful dining experience, visit Red Lantern, 8770 Wadsworth Boulevard in Arvada. For reservations, call 422-8353.
Hey, how was practice?
Awesome. You'll need to be there at 6 tomorrow.
No problem.
Dad, heads up.
Ooh, like I said, no problem.
Who's counting on your brakes today? Your brakes are too important to trust to just anyone. Ask whoever does your brakes if they use ASE certified mechanics. Midas has over 3,000. So head to Midas, America's leader in brakes, where you can get lifetime guaranteed brake pads or shoes installed for just $89.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads or shoes for as long as you own your car. Midas knows how much you count on your brakes. Be safe. Trust the Midas touch. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Most vehicles not valid with discount offers. Prices and participation may vary.
Don't miss out on the great summer specials at your Denver metro area Midas. And make sure you check your mailbox or go to Midas.com for even more savings on brake jobs, air conditioning, and maintenance services. Don't trust your vehicle to just anyone. Trust the Midas touch.
You go online searching for the best deal on hotel rooms, and there's always this nagging feeling that there's a better deal out there. We get it. We're Hotwire.com, and we guarantee the lowest prices on 3- and 4-star hotels. How do we do it? Hotwire has special deals with 3- and 4-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site. Guaranteed. Like 4 stars in Denver? Travelocity price $139. Hotwire.com price just $93. Or 4 stars in San Francisco? Orbitz price $149. Hotwire.com price just $94. So why risk paying more on other travel sites when Hotwire.com gives you unsold rooms at deep discounts? Guaranteed. Hotwire.com. 4-star luxury, 2-star prices. Log on to Hotwire.com today and get a 4-star hotel in downtown Denver from just $84 a night. Hotwire's booking process differs from fixed travel sites. Exact hotel disclosed after booking. All bookings final. Rate subject to change in availability, not including tax recovery charges or fees. Guarantee details on site.
The issues you care about.
Embryonic stem cell research.
Israel and Lebanon.
Global warming.
The topics you want dissected.
These people just don't care. They don't care whether or not we have health care coverage at all.
I'm simply asking that they live side by side in nonviolence.
And the longer that the fighting goes on, the harder it gets.
If they would just ignore each other, everything would be fine.
And the hosts that bring you progressive talk every day.
Obviously, there's a lot to talk about.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, filling in for Jerry Springer. On the radio. On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
And now, Springer on the radio presents another Croc News classic. Veteran newscaster Gerald Furlong is on vacation, and so we proudly present one of his newscasts from the past. A Croc News classic.
I'm Gerald Furlong, Croc News. It's September 30th, 1991, and here's what's happening. Vice President Quayle spoke to the American Bar Association yesterday on how to reduce ridiculous legal costs. His recommendations come from a group that's chaired by a man named Kenneth Starr, a man of integrity who promises to never waste millions of dollars on a pointless court case. Saddam Hussein, still smarting from his humiliating defeat this year in Kuwait, has agreed to allow in UN inspectors to look for any hidden Iraqi nuclear weapons. Defense Secretary Dick Cheney said that he welcomed Hussein's move, adding that he wants to be flexible with the Iraqi leader and not drive him into a hole. Fuel efficiency for this fall's cars has dropped again. But Ford Motor said they will continue what they call aggressive product development and soon will offer natural gas-powered vehicles. It's American technology leading the way, helping us break our dependency on Mideast oil before the year 2000. The 1991 fall television season is underway, and this year's trend seems to be new talk shows. There's former Wayne Newton backup singer Jenny Jones, former Marine Montel Williams, and former Cincinnati Mayor Jerry Springer. Which of these new shows will continue the recent trend of becoming more and more outrageous? We predict that Mr. Williams' show will head straight for the sewer and will someday be named the worst TV show of all time. And that's Croc News for today, September 30th, 1991. I'm Gerald Furlong, Croc News.
This has been another Croc Newscast from the past. Join us next time when we turn back the croc to another Croc News classic from Springer on the radio.
Jerry. Springer on the radio.
35 minutes past the hour. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio. We're going to go talk to the publisher and editor of Nation Magazine, Katrina Vandenhoevel. And we're going to talk to her about her column called The Madness of King George. And Katrina, hi, you there?
I'm right here. How are you?
I'm doing good. Listen, it looks like we may finally get at least a little bit of checks and balances against George W. Bush. You say in your column that the American Bar Association Task Force, which, by the way, is bipartisan, released its report challenging George Bush's flagrant misuse of signing statements to circumvent constitutional separation of powers, and Senator Spector says he's getting ready to sue the president. What do you make of that?
Well, you're right that what we desperately need right now are some checks and balances, as I write in my column, Mickey Edwards, flaming radical Mickey Edwards, he used to be the Republican congressman from Oklahoma, founding trustee of the Heritage Foundation. You know, he writes what's at stake with this issue of signing statements is not simply presidential policy, but the viability, continued viability of the separation of powers, which is really at the heart, the core of our constitutional design. I have to say I'm worried about what Spector's doing. Senator Kennedy just released, I think, an important statement this morning. He's on the Judiciary Committee, and he's arguing that this committee, with Spector at its head, is moving forward on legislation which will continue to kind of tiptoe around the administration's massive electronic surveillance program, what they like to call terrorist surveillance program, what is really about domestic warrantless wiretapping. So I think we need to continue fighting for real legislation that will curb a presidential executive power run amok and understand that we can be secure within the framework of the Constitution, because that whole paradigm has kind of been busted open by the people running this administration in these last few years.
Now, what Senator Kennedy's talking about is this idea of that rather than allowing the president to answer to the charges of violating the FISA court, they would just go around it and change the law so
exactly.
he would no longer be breaking the law, true?
Yeah, exactly. So it would be sort of like, you know, legalizing what many constitutional experts, lawyers think is illegal. So, you know, that doesn't seem to me a very effective use of congressional oversight, which has been pretty much gutted in these last years. We really need to come back, and I think we're seeing a Congress wake up a little. I think partly because its institutional pride has been snubbed. But, you know, we have a situation, Jay, where it seems to me the Constitution is in grave danger, and that is what brings together people from across the political spectrum. So it's not just, you know, Mickey Edwards, who I mentioned earlier, but
right.
Bruce Fein. Bruce Fein is on this ABA commission. He worked in the Reagan administration. You even had, a few weeks ago, you had a former Ashcroft spokesman talking about a Justice Department run by Alberto Gonzalez. He said running roughshod over the rights of journalists. Now, all of this relates because I think there's this kind of fundamental overreaching of presidential power in the name of securing America, you know? I mean, but I would argue, and I think there's more and more documented evidence, that people in this White House, and I would locate it deeply in Vice President Cheney's office,
mm-hmm.
because a lot of these legal people who crafted some of the illegality laws we're witnessing came out of that office, that they used 9/11 as a kind of pretext to put in place a paradigm which they had been itching for quite a while, which is an unfettered presidential executive who can do what he or she wishes.
Well, doesn't the story go back to the fact that Cheney and Rumsfeld, both of them were in the White House prior, right after the Nixon years,
yeah.
and that they saw that Cheney saw the presidency diminished, and he swore that it would never have that, it would never happen again, and that's what he wants. He wants a unitary
yeah.
president.
But he wants this unitary executive, exactly, Jay. I mean, these terms, which sort of seem to come out of nowhere, have probably been hatched for a long time, but a unitary executive essentially means that all power rests with the president. And so what do you do with all the different branches of government? Speaking as an editor and a publisher of a magazine, I do think that, you know, at the core of this kind of undeclared war on the media is an effort to delegitimize the kind of, you know, a fourth estate checks and balances on government abuse and check government oversight, whether it's congressional. The court, of course, a few weeks ago did offer a rebuke to this administration for its treatment of detainees and military tribunals. Again, the administration, very clearly it's in the papers today, is trying to get around that and find a way to use a fairly still compliant Congress to have its way.
You know, what amazes me, and I brought this up to John Dean a couple of weeks ago when I had him on, is that when you look at Watergate, there were even Republicans who were involved in saying to Richard Nixon, you have to resign. I mean, the time has come. It's over with. Yet it seems like there's not one Republican congressman that I know of or senator, and maybe there are and I just don't know about them, who would stand up to this guy and say, you know, you can't do this.
Yeah, there are probably two or three. You're right, Jay. I mean, these are libertarian mavericks like, you know, Ron Paul out of Texas. But I think what we're seeing is we now have a Republican Party which is arguably, and I don't think we'd need to argue too long, the most extreme of any governing majority in the nation's history. So you don't have a sense of putting the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the nation's interest above partisan politics. And you saw that as you spoke about John Dean in the Watergate period. You also saw that in the Vietnam era, where Democrats were taking on Lyndon Johnson. And to some extent, you saw it in Iran-Contra, though I do think we see some replay of Iran-Contra of that period, Latin America, with the failure of real congressional oversight, though there were hearings. I do think, with all the problems, that, you know, this magazine, The Nation, is extremely critical of the Democratic leadership. I think there's been some life there, too, and waking up to the way Iraq has undermined our security, the disaster, the fiasco of modern history in Iraq. On the other hand, it would be very important to get the House of Representatives back in Democratic hands simply for the power of some accountability, some ability to hold hearings, subpoena power, and do the nation's business and do it effectively to hold those accountable for whether it's corruption, what has happened to the gutting of our Constitution, et cetera.
All right. Katrina, thank you so much for your time. The Nation is an absolute jewel, and I understand you're giving out free trial subscriptions.
We are. You could go to thenation.com and check it out, and I hope many of your listeners will do so.
All right. Let's go to thenation.com and check out the free trial subscriptions, correct?
Yep.
And, all right.
We are really on the forefront of exposing and proposing, but exposing the follies and corruption of what we're living with and trying to chart a better future for this good nation, which is pretty beleaguered these days. Thank you.
It sure is. Katrina, thank you for being on the program. There's Katrina Vandenhoevel from The Nation magazine, J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer, and this is Springer on the radio.
It is important for Americans to understand.
Jerry Springer on the radio.
Jerry Springer here. I'm training for my next ultimate fighting contest with Rush Limbaugh. Word is, once he goes down, he won't be able to get up. Down goes Limbaugh. Down goes Limbaugh.
Call us now. 877-345-3779. 877-34-JERRY.
I couldn't be happier with my Regency Bristol Windows. Hi, I'm Dave Logan. The decision to put in the Bristol triple pane window has saved me thousands of dollars. They guarantee that it will save you at least 47% on your energy bill, too. Log on to bristolwindows.com and register to win a house full of windows absolutely free. Call Regency Bristol Windows at 303-233-0833 or go to bristolwindows.com.
Find out how affordable quality can be.
We've all heard them. They're usually annoying, and you hear them at the end of commercials.
I have no idea what I'm talking about, but they told me to say all this stuff really fast so no one can tell what the heck I'm saying anyway.
They're called disclaimers.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
No. The dictionary says a disclaimer is a denial of responsibility. At Professional Auto Body, we don't need to put disclaimers in our ads. Because when you smush your car, we want you to know all about our free smushed car benefits, including free, no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on your deductible, or cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional is recommended by Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, with all work guaranteed for life. From sensational smushes to simple scratches, Professional Auto Body. Call 561-FREE, 561-FREE. Yep, you won't be hearing stuff like this from us.
Blah, 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 dot com, dot com, dot, blah, 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 www.
Professional Auto Body, 561-FREE.
Portable doors and windows. For a free home appointment, call 866-635-5281 or visit Pella.com.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin from The Mortgage Store. You know, if you're a homeowner and you're looking to refinance, The Mortgage Store has a great low rate for you. The Mortgage Store is offering for a limited time only 5.99%. That's 5.99% for a 30-year fixed rate. Now, The Mortgage Store is the place to go. If you act quickly and call now, you can defer your next two house payments. So call The Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171. Because the Federal Reserve has raised rates 16 times in the past month, the minimum payments on your credit cards have doubled. old. You need to consolidate your high-interest credit cards and take advantage of the special 5.99 30-year fixed mortgage rate offered only by the Mortgage Store at 303-423-7171. Now, the Mortgage Store is a direct lender, so you're guaranteed the best pricing and the best service. Even if you've had some credit problems in the past, they can still get you a great fixed mortgage rate. So get that economic pain off your back. Call the Mortgage Store now at 303-423-7171. That number again, 303-423-7171.
CompUSA email bag.
Lisa emails, "Dear CompUSA, I need a great camera, but I'm a student, so I also need a great deal. Okay, Lisa, how about $120 off a 5-megapixel Kodak EasyShare digital camera? That's right, $120 off. That puts it under $130 after savings and rebate. Our lowest price ever. That and hundreds more back-to-school deals are good through Saturday at CompUSA. We got it, we get it. See store for details."
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
Minutes past the hour. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer, and it's nice to have you along here. Hope you're enjoying the program today. We'll do it this way until the end of the week, until Friday. Coming up, we'll do What's Your Take, and you might want to get on the phones for that at 1-877-34-JERRY or 1-877-345-3779. You can talk about virtually anything we've talked about this morning, including if you want to beat me up about panhandlers, you can go ahead back and do that. Or if you want to talk about if you want to talk about the war in Iraq, if you want to talk about any of those things, or if you want to talk about the president and his unitary presidency and the signing statements, we can get into all of that. This is a kind of a scary little article here from the Washington Times. You got to bear in mind where it comes from, the Washington Times, which is a right-wing Mooney paper. Half the Americans now say Iraq had weapons of mass destruction when the United States invaded the country in 2003, that's up from 36% last year, a Harris poll finds. Pollsters deem the increase both substantial and surprising in light of the president's press reports to the contrary in recent years. The survey did not speculate on what caused the shift in opinion, which supports President Bush's original rationale for going to war. Respondents were questioned in early July after the release of the Defense Department intelligence report that revealed coalition forces recovered 500 aging chemical weapons containing mustard or sarin gas in Iraq. Filled and unfilled pre-Gulf War chemical munitions are assessed to still exist, said Senator Rick Santorum. And I mean, this is a guy who's running for re-election in Pennsylvania. Man, you think he's going to beat Bob Casey with that kind of thing? Sure, Rick. Yeah, absolutely. They're still there, the weapons of mass destruction. During a June 21st press conference detailing the newly declassified information, Representative Pete Hoekstra, chairman of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, who shared the podium, said Iraq was not a WMD-free zone. I mean, this is all weapons left over from when he was fighting the Iranians, and a lot of that stuff we sold to him. And they're running around saying that that stuff's still there, and there are people that are believing it. That they're believing it. I mean, some people don't they just don't live in reality. They just don't live in reality. And I mean, what was left there would qualify as a downgraded, severely downgraded capacity to the point of not being able to threaten anybody. And according to the Washington Times, which once again, you got to take the source, and the Harris poll finds that, you know what? Half Americans now say Iraq had weapons of mass destruction when the United States invaded the country in 2003. I don't anymore believe that in the man on the moon. Do you believe they have those WMDs there? I don't think this administration knew whether they had the WMDs or not. I think they wanted to believe that they were there. So they cherry-picked the intelligence. And, of course, the rest is bad history, as we now know. 1-877-34-JERRY or 1-877-345-3779. And we'll get your take. Coming up here, Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer, and this is Springer on the radio.
Type the talk. Email jerry@springerontheradio.com.
Ever since I climbed the bridge in Cincinnati, I have a newfound purpose in life. I'm climbing stairs. I'm climbing out of my bed. I'm climbing ramps. I'm even climbing a ladder.
Operator.
Yeah, I need the number for Springer on the radio.
877-34-JERRY, which is 877-345-3779.
Cool, thanks.
AM 760, Progressive Talk, The Al Franken Show.
I hope people start paying attention to politics more. That's what we're trying to do on the show.
And we do it by being fair but unbalanced.
But the unbalanced part is just we're advocates who always tell the truth.
People who got their news primarily from Fox were four times more likely to have misconceptions about the war in Iraq.
So actually, the act of watching Fox makes you stupider.
Al Franken. Weekday mornings at 10 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
You go online searching for the best deal on hotel rooms, and there's always this nagging feeling that there's a better deal out there. We get it. We're Hotwire.com, and we guarantee the lowest prices on 3- and 4-star hotels. How do we do it? Hotwire has special deals with 3- and 4-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site. Guaranteed. Like 4 stars in Denver? Travelocity price $139. Hotwire.com price just $93. Or 4 stars in San Francisco? Orbitz price $149. Hotwire.com price just $94. So why risk paying more on other travel sites when Hotwire.com gives you unsold rooms at deep discounts? Guaranteed. Hotwire.com. 4-star luxury, 2-star prices. Log on to Hotwire.com today and get a 4-star hotel in downtown Denver from just $84 a night. Hotwire's booking process differs from fixed travel sites. Exact hotel disclosed after booking. All bookings final. Rate subject to change in availability, not including tax recovery charges or fees. Guarantee details on site.
Hi, I'm David. And if you're waking up in the middle of the night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this free offer. If you have sexual dysfunction or pain, burning, or dribbling during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and may only get worse with age. So if you're taking saw palmetto to help support a healthy prostate, then you should know that research points to something more powerful. It's called beta prostate, and its primary ingredient contains 3,000 times more concentration than ordinary saw palmetto. And you'll find the results that you're looking for. Remember, it's 3,000 times more concentrated than ordinary saw palmetto. So it works better, and it's healthy to take.
For your risk-free trial of beta prostate, call 1-800-210-3461. That's 1-800-210-3461. Try beta prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-210-3461.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Enjoy a romantic dinner for two for just $59. Where? At the Broca Restaurant downtown. Includes the shrimp bowl salad, prime rib or Alaskan salmon, dessert, and even a bottle of wine. All for just $59 for both of you. Make reservations today at the Broca Restaurant in downtown Denver.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
Past the hour. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer, who's on vacation, and this is Springer on the radio. And it's time for What's Your Take? 1-877-34-JERRY or 1-877-345-3779. Let's go to Mark in White Plains, New York. Mark, hi, you're on.
Hi, sir. I've got some comments on the panhandler and on the who you give to and who you don't give to.
Sure, do it.
I lived in New York for 10 years back in the '50s. I was in show business and I was out on Times Square and around the Midtown area every night almost. And I have all kinds of experiences. I had one fellow that used to stand out in front of the Palace Theater, huge man, with scabs on his face, whatever, and he would stand in one spot and he would rock back and forth until it looked like he was going to lose his balance, and then he would pitch forward and stagger or whatever, and people were constantly giving him money. But I used to see this guy not only at night but also in the daytime. It was like a routine, and quite frankly, it was a con game. I had another fellow that I used to see regularly. Around the midtime area with no legs on a little cart and pulling himself along selling pencils. And I would see him in place after place. And quite frankly, these people were, they had a game and they were making more money than you and I probably. The other thing is that I had one night, or one afternoon I should say, beautiful sunny day up on 6th Avenue near 58th Street. And there was a fellow came by, as I busy lunchtime crowd on the street, said, can you give me some money? And I said, look, I said, why? He said, I'm hungry. I said, all right, now you stand right here. I said, I'm going to go in that delicatessen right there and bring you something to eat. So I went in, had a sandwich made, whatever. I brought that sandwich back, gave it to this guy, and quite frankly, he ate that sandwich like he'd never eaten before in his life. And I could tell he was hungry. And my comment to your interviewer before was, you never know. The other thing is, I was up in New Britain, Connecticut one year, working in a nightclub, and I used to go every day. The daytime I was free, and I was out wandering around bookstores and everything in New Britain, and there used to be a little man with a sign that said blind, and with a tin cup and whatever, and black glasses. And I watched him every day for about a week. And I was living at the staying at the Stanley Hotel, just a block or two off the main street in New Britain.
Okay, I'm starting to run out of time. So.
Okay, real quick, anyway, every night this guy would come into the restaurant, take off his glasses, and read his newspaper.
Great stories, Mark.
Okay, listen.
Thank you. I got to run. I'm out of town. Out of town. I'm that too. I'm out of time. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer, and this is Springer on the radio. We'll continue.
This is Springer on the radio.
J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
Hi, I'm David. And if you're waking up in the middle of the night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this free offer. If you have sexual dysfunction or pain, burning, or dribbling during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and may only get worse with age. So if you're taking saw palmetto to help support a healthy prostate, then you should know that research points to something more powerful. It's called beta prostate, and its primary ingredient contains 3,000 times more concentration than ordinary saw palmetto. And you'll find the results that you're looking for. Remember, it's 3,000 times more concentrated than ordinary saw palmetto. So it works better, and it's healthy to take.
For your risk-free trial of beta prostate, call 1-800-210-3461. That's 1-800-210-3461. Try beta prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-210-3461.
J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only about this great new kit you've just come out with that you're actually giving away free?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares. And it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
This will tell you how to sell it for top dollar.
Really?
There are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free?
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer. So to see how you can get top dollar, call Timeshares Only today.
Sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
Call us now. We can help you make thousands of dollars.
Wow. Okay. So get the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares absolutely free. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-700-0299. Again, that's 1-800-700-0299. 1-800-700-0299.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rose, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKCN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Dan Raviv. In Israel, this country not invited to a conference on Lebanon in Rome, Italy, but the results seem fine for Israel and for Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, who was there, a call for Israeli restraint. Lebanon's Prime Minister Signora gets some aid, but
the more we delay the ceasefire, the more we are going to witness more are being killed, more destruction, and more aggression against the civilians in Lebanon.
I'm Robert Berger on the Israel-Lebanon border, where a convoy of a dozen Israeli tanks is making its way slowly to South Lebanon. It's the heaviest troop movement I've seen here in more than a week. The Israelis are sending reinforcements to back up troops luck in a fierce battle with Hezbollah fighters just across the border.
Israel not confirming reports 9 Israeli soldiers were killed today, but admits over 20 wounded. I'm Dan Raviv, live in Tel Aviv, with more CBS News. Nick Young.
Well, it was his first court appearance in weeks. Saddam Hussein looked thinner, the results of his hunger strike, but he remained combative. And if he's found guilty, CBS's Mark Strassman.
If he's sentenced to be executed, the former Iraqi dictator insisted he wants to die like a soldier.
If found guilty and sentenced to death, I want to be shot by a firing squad and not hanged.
The Senate has taken up a measure that could open up a vast new area of the Gulf of Mexico to oil and gas drilling. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss has more.
This compromise measure, which includes giving states money for their oil, is likely to eventually pass the Senate. It would open up parts of the eastern Gulf of Mexico to oil and gas drilling while extending a moratorium that protects the Florida coast and other areas. The problem will come with trying to negotiate a compromise with the House, which passed a much more extensive bill, opening up vast tracts for drilling, not only in the Gulf, but along both the Atlantic and Pacific coasts.
The ruling is expected soon from the Washington Supreme Court that could make Washington the second state to legalize same-sex marriages.
This case first went to Washington State's High Court more than a year ago. Brenda Bauer of Seattle is one of the plaintiffs. She thinks Washington's Defense of Marriage Act is an attempt to legalize discrimination.
The law seems to say that people should be treated equally under the law, and it's my hope that the court will recognize that.
Opponents of same-sex marriage say they want an amendment to the state constitution that defines marriage as a union between a man and a woman. Chris Filippi for CBS News, Seattle.
California's in for another scorcher, testing the state's power grid once again. Jerome Bratvold is one resident who's taking the temperatures in stride.
It's all relative, you know. If you want it to bother you, it will. If you just ignore it and make the best of it, it's okay.
More than 50 deaths are blamed on the heat in California. Checking on Wall Street, a down day.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
That's Lindy Eichenbaum with the mayor's office. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis.
XL Roofing, we're on top of it.
303-761-6400. When it's time for a new roof, that's the only number you need. If your home needs a new roof this year, call Excel Roofing, Denver's most trusted roofer. We make it so easy. Your Excel Roofing project manager will take care of your job from start to finish. Excel Roofing has set the standard with our no payment until the job is finished and you are satisfied policy. Don't pay anyone in advance. This is the only way to have work done on your home. Call us today for a free in-home estimate at 303-761-6400. Excel is the original roofer on Tom Martino's referral list. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used Excel Roofing. You should do the same. Call us at 303-761-6400 or check us on the web at excelroofing.com.
Excel Roofing, we're on top of it.
All right, stand by, everybody. And roll music. And go. Take it away. Hello? Is he in there? Huh. You know what? I don't think Jerry's coming. Who else we got?
Now, filling in for Jerry Springer, J. Marvin on the radio.
Because somebody's got to do it. 6 minutes past the hour, 1-877-34-JERRY, or 1-877-345-3779. And what's your take? It's your chance to comment about anything we've talked about this morning here, or this afternoon, depending on where you are on the program. And it's good to have you along. Let's go to the phones, and we'll kick off with Ken in New York City. Ken, hi. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Jay. Hi, Jay. I'm talking about this WMD.
Sure.
That is simply, that came about because of the right wing ability to get their lies out, and there's no one to stop them. That right wing echo chamber just simply confuse people, and then what's supposed to be the regular media, the liberal media, they don't have the guts to say in their report that this business that they were saying was absolute nonsense. The only guy that did it was this fellow on MSNBC. He said it was absolute nonsense. The stuff was in the ground since 1984, and it gave people a perspective, but it doesn't get around very much.
Yeah, you're talking about Keith Olbermann. Well, you know, Sean Hannity is still insisting that they found WMDs. And as a matter of fact, he's running some bogus poll on his website about weapons of mass destruction. He can't figure out why the rest of the media is not talking about the story, while why the rest of America is not all up in arms about the story. Because, hey, Sean, catch a clue, man. That stuff had been there since the 80s. As a matter of fact, I bet you if you trace it, you'd find out that we sold it to him.
Because they're gutless. One of the things that I learned when I went to the Take Back America meeting, we had a lot of talk about how to get our media back on track. And we definitely need to get back to a equality and fact-checking. If we had those things, Hannity couldn't get on the air and lie like that.
Well, we've got Media Matters for America. They do a lot of that.
I know.
You should check them out. They do a lot of it, and a lot of the stuff they do is really good. Ken, thank you. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Vanessa in New York City. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi, I'd like to just make one more comment about panhandlers.
You can make as many as you want.
Well, just one thing, because in my personal life, I've lived in New York City for 30 years now, and I've raised kids here. And it's a little bit hard to raise a nice, compassionate, progressive kid and have them turn their back on all the guys at the corner every day. I buy a case of granola bars every month or two, which works out to maybe about 40 cents a piece. And I've always got a few in my backpack. And maybe one out of every 10 panhandlers will refuse it. And my kids have learned, oops, maybe they're not as hungry as they're saying they are. But we've had so many people thank us because we just, instead of handing them any cash, we just hand them a little bit of food.
Yeah, I was thinking about handing out cans of fruit cocktail.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is like a granola bar. And once or twice there was somebody very honest and obviously very impoverished who said, I can't have the sugar. You know, and I, you know, believed her. But for the most part, you know, we've noticed that if somebody starts grumbling about a handout of a granola bar, they didn't want the food.
They weren't as hungry as you, they wanted you to believe.
Else. Yeah, they wanted the money for something else. But, you know, most people just take it, and they're incredibly grateful.
Yeah, I guess the thing that bothers me about it all, when I was thinking about it over these many breaks and over since doing the devoting the whole hour to it, bothers me that in a nation this big and this great, that we have, like, people without health insurance, that we have people who stand around on streets and can't get care. I mean, there's something wrong with our agenda when we have this kind of a situation going on. Even those people who could work, and maybe they just can't find a job. I mean, there's something not right about what's going on. And it's one of these cases, once again, where I think the majority of the public knows something's wrong, but they're not sure where to put their finger on it. But I think a lot of the finger, I think if you're going to put your finger someplace, I think a lot of it goes to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and the Congress, but I'm not sure.
Well, it's obviously been around in Manhattan for many more years than current administration, but the people, you're right about the health care, because the people who are grateful to have, you know, that little bit of nutrition, you know, you notice that they're missing a few teeth, or they're incredibly thin, or, you know, there's something certainly physically wrong with a lot of the people who are panhandling for food.
Yeah, and a lot of people are out on a lot of people out on the streets are veterans, and also people that are mentally ill as well.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it bothers me, and it worries me. Vanessa, thank you. I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. Let's go to Nathan in Washougal, Washington. Nathan, hi.
Hello. Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment about the presence of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. And
sure.
I say that if I were the ruler of a country like Iraq, was about to be invaded by a superpower, the United States of America, I would give that invading force a firsthand look at my WMDs, because I'd be using those WMDs to protect my country. And since that did not occur, that's pretty solid evidence that there were no WMDs in Iraq.
You know, I said this to somebody not too long ago who said to me, well, it's easy to answer what happened to the WMDs. They were there and they went to Syria. And I said to the person, why, if you're being invaded by another country, would you move your armament to a second country? Why wouldn't you just turn around and use it?
Exactly. I mean, it's just logical. I don't know what else to say. It's pretty bottom line.
Yep, I think you're pretty bottom line right, Nathan. Thank you so much. I appreciate the call. 1-877-34-JERRY or 1-877-345-3779. I've never been able to figure out those people on the right, the authoritarian right, who will give you this whole spiel about, well, there were weapons of mass destruction and now they're gone. Well, where'd they go to? Well, they moved them to Syria. Well, wait a minute. If you've got 134,000 or 150,000 foreign troops, wouldn't you use those things? Or would you say, we better get them out of Syria, we better get them out of Iraq before they get discovered and get them to Syria? What would you give them to the Syrians for? Unless you intended to fire from Syria. I've never understood that. Kay in Detroit. Kay, hi, you're on.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing okay.
Good. I'm just wanted to comment on the lack of fundamental understanding of the Constitution and what it's for, and especially those people who are supposedly constitutional experts, because if you're a constitutional expert and you can't understand that the FICA court is unconstitutional,
FISA,
then you don't understand anything about the Constitution.
Well, I mean, you know what? Before you start pointing fingers about people who don't understand, FICA is something you pay into your payroll tax, as you pay on your check. FISA is the name
FISA,
of the court.
FISA court.
Thank you.
Excuse me. I said FISA court.
Yeah, okay. Now, why is the FISA court unconstitutional?
Because if you can tap somebody's phone for 3 days before you have a warrant, you don't have a warrant for 3 days.
But that doesn't make any sense. That's in the law that you have a 3-day grace period. So what about it makes it unconstitutional? You have consent of the court.
Because if you tap a person's phone for 3 days before you have a warrant, you don't have a warrant. Isn't that correct?
But yes, but you have consent of the court.
That doesn't make any difference.
But what is the fourth? Wait a minute. What does the Fourth Amendment say?
It has nothing to do with what the Fourth Amendment says.
It has everything to do with the Fourth Amendment. What does the Fourth Amendment say, sir?
The Fourth Amendment is about unlawful.
What does the Fourth Amendment say?
It's about
oath
unlawful.
Or affirmation. Protection against illegal. Oath or affirmation.
It's a protection against unlawful search.
You know what? It's not going to make a difference what I say. You're not going to hear me. What you need to do is you need to either go to the library, or if you have it at home, go look up the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution. The FISA court is legal. If it wasn't legal, it would have gone before the Supreme Court and been overturned a long, long time ago. And it wasn't, because it isn't. And the case you're making, while on the surface sounds logical, if you read the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution, it won't hold water. Okay, well, he's gone into the vapor. All right, 1-877-34-JERRY, 1-877-345-3779, and even with a three-day grace period with the FISA court, Bush still couldn't be bothered with having to follow the law. J. Marvin, in for Jerry Springer. He's on vacation, and this is Springer on the radio.
The times, they're still a-changing. Springer on the radio.
Hey, it's Jerry Springer. I'm on vacation for the next few days. Please make sure when I get back to call in and say how much you missed me. The people I usually pay to do that won't be back yet from their vacation. Thanks.
Yo, holla at your boy. Call Jerry, 877-345-3779.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down. And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street. For free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-441-0277. That's 1-800-441-0277. 1-800-441-0277.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-499-8458. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-499-8458. 1-800-499-8458. That's 1-800-499-8458.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
That's 1-800-210-3461.
J. Marvin, in for Jerry Springer on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Past the hour, J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. It's Springer on the radio. And it's your take on things. All right, let's get back to the phones. And we'll go to Christine in Fort Collins. Christine, good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hi. I'm going to shift gears a little bit here, and I don't know if anybody else had noticed this or discussed this, but when Condoleezza Rice had made that reference to the birth pangs of a new Middle East,
mm-hmm.
You know how Bush and them are always using these scriptural kind of code words?
Right.
Well, in the book of Matthew, when it's supposedly the chapter where Jesus is talking about the end of the world, and you know how we're all concerned that they're like trying to force Armageddon and such, there's an actual quote in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, it's talking about how in a time in the future, nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, in various places, there'll be famines and earthquakes. And then the next verse says, but all these things are merely the beginning of birth pangs.
Mm.
And it, when she said that term, it just dawned on me, I wonder if that was just their way, to, you know, one of their code words being sent out to the religious right, like, you know, don't worry, it's, you know, this is the way it's supposed to be, Jesus is coming, and this is all supposed to happen.
Yeah, you know what, very well could be, because that's who they play to, that's their base.
And I've got, like, multiple translations of that scripture right in front of me. And all of them, you know, will use the term the beginning of birth pangs. Yeah, in fact, the New Revised Standard Version. And she actually started to say the word beginning of, and she cut herself short and just went right to birth pangs. If you listen to it, she started to say a different word, and I think she was saying beginning of birth pangs.
Well, that's scary.
But it just makes me wonder if this is just another example of him thinking he's like a new Moses or a new Christ, and he's bringing about God's kingdom, and this gets really, really scary. And I didn't know if anybody else kind of caught that or brought that up as far as those, you know, code words that they kind of use. To that sometimes people, if you're not, you know, if you don't know the scriptures, you don't catch what it is that they're saying.
Yeah, and I wouldn't have caught that because I didn't, I don't know it that well, but I
right.
wouldn't shock me if that's what she was doing.
I know. Well, that freaked me out when I heard her say it because that's the words that came to my mind completely. Because to tell you the truth, I don't hear the term birth pangs. Nobody really uses
no, you're right.
terms. The only time I ever saw it used was in the Bible, and this happens to be a chapter where it's about Jesus is talking about actually the upcoming destruction of Jerusalem back in like 70 or well back in the first century. But most people seem to think that it has a dual application. So not only did it have a fulfillment back then, but they see it as him also talking about the end of the world. And in the book of Revelation, there's a reference to a woman having birth pangs and giving birth to something new. And that's always open for much
much discussion and speculation. But still, I
correct.
Think what you're bringing up is very, very interesting because there's no question about it. This administration is welded to the authoritarian Christian right. There's
yes.
no question. And they play to them continuously because that's where
and
they
using,
believe their strength
and using
is.
Using the code words, I was looking up some of their code things, you know, on the internet this morning. Going back to upcoming when the election was happening, and there, you know, are so many references to scriptures that if you didn't know the scriptures, you wouldn't know that that's what he was getting at, saying like there's hills to climb and a valley below. And even in the run-up to the war, in a September 2002 speech, Bush had made the statement, and this is another scripture, and I don't know which scripture it is offhand, but it's another Christological scripture, I guess you would call it, where he said, and the light has shone in the darkness, and the darkness will not overcome it. And he was referring to America as being the light, you know, shining in the darkness. And again, it's like a part of this whole messianic role that he seems to be assuming.
Well, he's hip deep in that stuff. I mean, according to the Ron Suskind book, he gets up and reads the Bible for 30 minutes every morning.
Well, too bad he doesn't listen to it, you know.
Yeah, that's what I think so, too.
Because
too bad he doesn't
really
comprehend it.
My goodness, I mean, in the same chapter, you know, or the subsequent chapters where Jesus is talking about these things, is also talking about, you know, how if you don't feed the hungry, it's like you're not feeding him, and if you don't, you know, clothe the naked, it's like he takes it personally. And, you know, he is so, Bush is so, and I don't like to sound so judgmental, but there's nothing Christian about what anything that they do.
Well, I don't know the New Testament that well, nor the Old that well, but it seems to me there's nothing compassionate or Christian-like or Christ-like in anything they do. Christine, thank you. Appreciate the call. Thank you so much. Doug in Chicago. Doug, you're on.
Morning.
Hi.
Did you hear about that electric car that came out over the weekend?
No.
Okay, Ed Schultz had the guy on. It's
Is that the one that Ed bought?
No, that's the gem car.
Okay.
This is something that came out over the weekend, and it's TeslaMotors.com is the website. And it's a super efficient electric car. And basically what they did was they put a 600-horsepower electric motor that'll fit in a 5-gallon bucket. And, you know, did you hear about the brownouts and the power in California yesterday?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Sure, and this is the efficiency that they've been buried for 80 years, this Tesla technology. Well, they finally broke it wide open, and Schwarzenegger was driving the car on Saturday on TV.
Well, you know what? I mean, any strides we can make are good ones. As long as the cars have some degree of power, does it have some degree of power?
600 horsepower is faster than a Ferrari.
Well, you know, I'd have to see it and see what it's like, but it sounds good to me. I mean, anything that'll... you know, beat the fossil fuel race is, you know, anything that'll win the fossil fuel race for us is, you know, is, to me, is a great idea.
It's more than that, though. It's the way that the motor is built. The motors we use today, like in our air conditioning and stuff, is terribly inefficient. And Ed had the guy on. Maybe you could have the guy on, too. It's just TeslaMotors.com.
All right, we'll check it out. Thanks, Doug. Appreciate it. Let's go to Mike in New York City. Mike, hi, you're on.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good, Mike.
First of all, I'd like to thank your radio station for the... coverage on Lebanon.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
Extensive and great. I'm American Lebanese. My great grandfather came here in 1898 from Bekaa Valley. I'd like to just tell your listeners real quickly that Lebanon is a very small country. At the longest point, it's about 150 miles, and at the widest, about 75. Israel had 100 aircraft in the first day of the war in the air. They bombed the whole country. From top to bottom. They bombed the port. They bombed Juni, which is a resort area. And this is incredible. And it goes back to a point I'm going to make.
Sorry, hurry up. You got to make it quickly because I'm almost out of time.
Okay, so Hezbollah, they went in and got these two Israeli soldiers. Israel has kidnapped many Lebanese over the years. They're still sitting in Israeli jails.
Yeah, but you know what the problem with all of this is? The problem is you're going to buy very, very little world sympathy when you're firing Katyusha rockets blindly at another country, and they're coming down on hospitals and schools and killing kids. The same way the Israelis are going to buy very little sympathy when they're killing children, too. There's far too much killing going on there, and there's not enough talking. And there's both sides have plenty to be ashamed about. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio.
Our number is 877-34-JERRY. Call now.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner, no matter how big or small your project. From making your home more accessible for a physically challenged relative to something as small as adding a doggy door for your pet, Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
We've all heard them. They're usually annoying, and you hear them at the end of commercials.
I have no idea what I'm talking about, but they told me to say all this stuff really fast so no one can tell what the heck I'm saying anyway.
They're called disclaimers.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
No. The dictionary says a disclaimer is a denial of responsibility. At Professional Auto Body, we don't need to put disclaimers in our ads. Because when you smush your car, we want you to know all about our free smushed car benefits, including free, no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on your deductible or cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional is recommended by Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, with all work guaranteed for life. From sensational smushes to simple scratches, Professional Auto Body. Call 561-FREE, 561-FREE. Yep, you won't be hearing stuff like this from us. Blah, 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 dot com, dot com, dot, blah, 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 www. Professional Auto Body, 561-FREE.
Time to get wet and wild at Thunder Mountain of Denver's first birthday party this Saturday, July 29th.
Starting at 9 a.m.
Bring the entire family for all-day fun in the sun
and Colorado's best bike special.
Shop our huge selection of Thunder Mountain custom cycles
and pre-owned Harley Davidson.
Relax and enjoy the Cal Spas display.
Get a photo and autograph from Denver's hottest Coyote Ugly Girl.
Take a ride and stay cool on the colossal water slide.
Keep cool with live music from Second Wind
and delicious funky flavors of ice cream from the Cone Zone.
Get a free trip for two to Vegas with any bike purchase
this Saturday at Thunder Mountain of Denver.
I-70 and Pecos in Denver.
When you
you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly, and most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new, built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1875. That's 1-800-771-1875.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service, and you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. We believe you shouldn't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to advertise on the radio. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy by giving you the chance to shop for radio in a no-pressure environment where you can decide how much you want to spend and where you want to spend it. We keep your costs low by offering a smaller number of commercials and letting you pick the customers that you want to reach. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com. That's CustomersAreListening.com.
Jupiter.
Al Franken. Weekday mornings at 10 on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin. Filling in for Jerry Springer. On the radio. On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
How high will the cost of gasoline go? What's causing these ever higher prices at the pump? Who is to blame? Here at Extorco Oil, all we know is it's not us. At Extorco, we don't actually drill the oil. That's all done by foreigners who don't care about you like we do. The real source of the problem, we all know, is worlds away, and is clearly the fault of the regime in Iran, or the Jews, depending on who's asking. So when you're angry about rising gasoline prices, remember, Extorco Oil is caught in the middle of this problem and is working hard to make this crisis look like we're sharing it. At Extorco Oil, we promise to keep pulling the energy out of the ground and the prices out of thin air.
Jerry Springer on the radio.
34 past the hour. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. 1-877-34-JERRY or 1-877-345-3779. Iraqi Premier Maliki is addressing a joint session of Congress. I feel sorry for him. There's a fly that keeps landing on him. And he can't get the fly off. That'd be embarrassing to have that happen to you. All right, let's go back to the phones here. We go to Thomas in Detroit. Thomas, hi, you're on.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Good, good. I'm a truck driver, and I heard your conversation about homeless people and giving them money. I come across them all day long. Well, I used to get a gift T-shirt when I would go past one, so I talked to my pastor about it. He gave me a great idea. He said the reason I would feel bad if I didn't give it because I have a charitable heart, right?
Right.
So he say, find yourself a nice charity and give to that charity, you know, once a year, whatever you do with your money, give to the charity. Because they have situations where homeless people can go and get assistance. Now, in that way, you won't feel guilty because you tell yourself, well, I've already given to the poor. I've already given to charity. I'm doing my part. I don't feel guilty. I'm already doing my part. What you think about that?
Yeah, I do give to charities. So, you know, I guess I could apply that. I guess I could say, look, Jay, I mean, don't feel don't feel bad because you do. You and Mary both give to charities. I mean, we do give to charities and give to all kinds of organizations. So I guess that covers me. And
because
I guess
if you tried to give to everybody that had their hand out, man, you'd be broke.
Yeah, that's very, very true. You're right about that.
Every time you pass somebody, you give them some money, you broke, man.
Yeah, that's right. You know, hey, Thomas, you got it, man. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you for the call. All right. Hello to all our truck driver friends who move virtually everything we use out there going. And Thomas, trucker easy, as they used to say. Let's go to Mark in Santa Fe. Mark, hi, you're on.
Hi, Jay. Hey, kudos to Thomas. He stole a little bit of my thunder, but let me help you also with your guilt. And if you didn't have the guilt, you wouldn't have mentioned it, and you would have just gone with the GOP talking line, which is the urban myth that there's a big industry out there, and they all drive Hummers, and they have $150 Nikes, and they take off their glasses.
Right, right.
Baloney. You know, that is the GOP. I don't want to give up one little dollar. That is, there's two people in this society right now, it seems to be, and that's those that care about people who are too dysfunctional to function in this society. We've set it up as a functional society. They can't do that. They try over and over again. There are things that they can do, though, and those are centers that they can go to. And the way that you can feel good about that instead of just giving to any old program is you can start a community program where you have chips, where you hand chips to homeless people, and they can go get food and clothing and some training, and they can get that training so they can function on some kind of level in society rather than just hanging out. The way the GOP wants to set it up is to just put them all in jails. Now the prison psychologist, and that's not going to work. And that isn't they would love to just get them out of their vision, and we can't allow the GOP to take over this society. As you can see, there are more and more homeless people on the streets.
Well, there's more and more poverty is growing at a rapider rate now than ever before, and it's certainly grown more under this president than it has under Bill Clinton.
Right. There's things that it's not that we should do it, it's that we have to do it. We are really going to make a mess of this. And I'll give you one more tip. If you're walking up to a homeless guy and you don't feel they deserve anything and you don't know what to say, you go, buddy, I'm living on credit. You're ahead of me. And that's what but don't use that too much because, that now all the GOP people are writing that down.
Yeah, they're all writing that down. Although we'll all trace it back to Mark in Santa Fe.
Yeah, right, thanks.
Hey, Mark, great call, man. Thank you.
All right, Jay.
All right, talk to you later. Good part of the country, too. Let's go to James in Altoona, Pennsylvania. James.
Hey, how you doing, Jeff?
Hey, how are you?
All right, hey, I'm calling about Israel, but your last caller, that's one thing that upsets me the most is how President Bush keeps talking about how good this economy is. And man, I don't know where he's getting his numbers from.
Well, wages are flat and poverty is growing. We haven't had a raise in the minimum wage since 1997. I don't know where he's getting his figures either.
Well, not only that, it just plain, it costs more to live in this country. I mean, everything. It costs me more money to maintain the same lifestyle I had 5 years ago.
Yeah, I believe that.
But, hey, I called about Israel. You know, I'm kind of sick of these Arab nations crying now. You know, I'm not a big Israel fan, but at the same time, they fired the rockets, they went and kidnapped that soldier, and now they want to complain because Israel's using a great big old bat instead of a stick.
Well, not everybody in the Arab world, though, is complaining. I mean, the Saudis and the Egyptians are complaining about Hezbollah. They've complained about Hezbollah quite openly.
Yeah. Well, you know, Israel, if you read their Torah, right? The state of Israel isn't supposed to exist anyway by God. You know, they were kicked out of where they're supposed to be at. They're supposed to live amongst the rest of us. They're not supposed to have their own state, first of all. And then I don't understand why in 1948 they're going to stick them right in the middle of the people that hate them the most. That I don't understand either. That makes no sense. So, you know, me, myself, I think Israel needs to go ahead and fight, have this war, and whoever the last one standing is, because we've been putting Band-Aids on that situation for the last 60 years.
Well, you know what, though? But for the last six, we haven't done virtually anything. We've stayed out of there. There's been no diplomacy. Diplomacy is not something like a machine. You just turn it on. turn it off. Diplomacy is the kind of thing where you got to work on it all the time on a constant basis. And this president hasn't worked on it and hasn't done anything about it.
Well,
and now we're paying the price. You know, now we're going to end up, what we're going to end up doing is we're going to end up paying the price because he doesn't know how to do it because he's like a child. He won't talk to anybody unless they agree with him.
Can I tell you something else that concerns me a
quickly,
great deal?
Quickly.
Okay, we got 150,000 of our soldiers sitting in the middle of Iraq. If this thing blows up, our soldiers are surrounded. That bothers me greatly.
Well, it bothers me, too. And you know what? It ought to bother the White House. Thank you, James. Appreciate the call. Jerry Springer on vacation. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the Radio.
Email Jerry at SpringerOnTheRadio.com.
Hey, I'm Jerry Springer on vacation right now, but listening in every day to make sure my guest hosts are maintaining my high standards. I mean, how hard could that be?
Talk to Jerry Springer on the radio.
Hey, Jerry!
On your telephone.
Oh.
Call 877-345-3779. That's 877.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Community Edition. All the info you need on people and places in your most local locale. It's the one that gets used. Dex knows.
You go online searching for the best deal on hotel rooms, and there's always this nagging feeling that there's a better deal out there. We get it. We're Hotwire.com, and we guarantee the lowest prices on 3- and 4-star hotels. How do we do it? Hotwire has special deals with 3- and 4-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site. Guaranteed. Like 4 stars in Denver? Travelocity price $139. Hotwire.com price just $93. Or 4 stars in San Francisco? Orbitz price $149. Hotwire.com price just $94. So why risk paying more on other travel sites when Hotwire.com gives you unsold rooms at deep discounts? Guaranteed. Hotwire.com. 4-star luxury, 2-star prices. Log on to Hotwire.com today and get a 4-star hotel in downtown Denver from just $84 a night. Hotwire's booking process differs from fixed travel sites. Exact hotel disclosed after booking. All bookings final. Rate subject to change in availability, not including tax recovery charges or fees. Guarantee details on site.
I have an invention, but I don't know what to do next.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp has inventors' information for you. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-900-9241. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-900-9241. That's 1-800-900-9241.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
Past the hour. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer, and it's nice to have you along. It's your take portion of the program, whatever's on your mind. 1-877-34-JERRY or 1-877-345-3779. And my name is Jay Marvin. Did I already say my name? How to say it a third time? My name is Jay Marvin, because you never can get your name out enough. That's what they always tell me. I don't know if that's true or not. Let's go to Melton in Cincinnati. Melton, hi, you're on.
How are you doing today, Jay?
Hey,
Jay,
Milton.
I'd like to talk to you as a lifelong conservative and a person that's very active in my community. We find that this administration is utterly incompetent as far as the stewardship of our our economy goes over the last 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And most conservatives that I know consider the incursion into Iraq to be one of the greatest tragedies and foreign policy blunders in our nation's history. I think you've seen recently in that election, primary election in Georgia, where they threw that young snake oil salesman out.
Ralph Reed.
That honest conservatives and people of good faith on both the right and the left are going to stand up in this country and come to some sort of medium where, we get back to working on America and doing the things that are important. And, most of my conservative friends and myself wait day by day, waiting for the last 2 years of this presidency and hope that we can get back to some sort of moderate and get back to working together from the left and the right. The division in this country is terrible, and I just wanted to let people know that there are people out there on the right that are utterly disgusted with what's happened over the last 6 years.
Well, you're not an authoritarian conservative. You're more of a conservative, if I would have to guess, out of, say, the Barry Goldwater School, which believes in taking the best of the past and melding it with the current and future. And that has nothing to do with the authoritarian conservatives or the authoritarian conservative followers that we see now who have very little conscience, who are in control of things, and particularly in control of the GOP. I mean, I don't think you have anything in common with those people. So it's got to be, you're right, it's got to be a tough road to hoe, and it's got to be a very, very lonely place for you to be.
Right. You know, I talked often to people. I said, I think one of the finest things that happened over the last 25 years and happened, it came to fruition under the Clinton administration was, that we finally had balanced the budget, we had stopped raiding Social Security, and we had set aside $4 trillion that could have been used to make the Social Security system solvent for the next 75 years. And now, 6 years later, this administration has raided $1 trillion out of the Social Security fund, and we are further behind than we were 6 years ago.
Yeah.
We are in very perilous waters here. These systems, we have to address some of the domestic needs in this country, and we need some common sense people from the left and the right to get together and address the needs and get back to taking care of America.
Well, I agree. The current leadership of the GOP, though, would like to destroy the Social Security system.
They want to destroy Social Security. They want to destroy the public school system. I mean, they literally do not believe that government has any function at all. And, some of these programs, don't do a lot of good. But if you look at Social Security specifically, I do a lot of work with elderly people. And, without Social Security, we would have tens of millions elderly people absolute poverty. And I think our Social Security system needs to be strengthened in the future. I mean, our pension programs, are in peril, and our savings program is zero. I mean, this is not the time to do away with, a government program that's done an incredible lot of good for a lot of people across this nation.
I agree. Well, you sound to me more like a moderate Democrat than you do a Republican.
But most of my conservative friends, I mean, we're physical, we believe in responsibility, but this administration has shown, there's nothing conservative about anything that they do.
Well, you and I are on the same page, and I think a lot of listeners of this station are on the same page. We all believe in responsibility, and there is no more word anymore, fiscal conservative, because these people have taken it and have absolutely just thrown it away. Melton, it's good to hear your comments. It's good to know there are people like you out there, and I'm glad to have you listening to the program. Thank you so much for the call. Jerry Springer on vacation. You got to suffer with me until Friday. This is Jay Marvin, and this is Springer on the Radio.
Get right through. Email jerry@springerontheradio.com.
AM 760, Progressive Talk. AM 760, The Real Story, 24/7 on AM 760.
Jay Marvin, 6 to 10.
Al Franken, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
Randy Rhoads, 48, the best.
Because then again, everything right is on the left.
Oh, I listen to Jay a lot. I love Ed.
Al's great.
Randy Rhoads.
Oh, absolutely.
I love it.
You do
doing a great job.
AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
Please stay tuned for an important message from Ancestry. Thousands of documents detailing family histories are available to the public. To receive a free family history report revealing some of this fascinating information, call 1-800-700-4876. This free report may contain facts tied to your family name. Again, thousands of historic family records are now available to the public free of charge. To request your family's free family history report, call 1-800-700-4876. That's 1-800-700-4876.
In 1997, Genia Lamonides was diagnosed with a tumor on a nerve in her head.
I needed surgery right away. They got the tumor, but I lost my hearing and my face became paralyzed.
Then in 2004, Genia's doctors found another tumor on that same nerve.
I did not want to go through surgery again.
That's when she learned that Rocky Mountain CyberKnife is revolutionizing the treatment of tumors. CyberKnife destroys tumors with a precise beam of radiation, yet it spares surrounding tissue by tracking and adjusting to the tumor's true position with 1 millimeter accuracy. Treatments are short, effective, and easy on patients.
CyberKnife didn't make me sick. It wasn't painful, and I never missed any work. I just wish it had been an option for the first tumor.
At Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
When it's time for a new roof, that's the only number you need. If your home needs a new roof this year, call Excel Roofing, Denver's most trusted roofer. We make it so easy. Your Excel Roofing project manager will take care of your job from start to finish. Excel Roofing has set the standard with our no payment until the job is finished and you are satisfied policy. Don't pay anyone in advance. This is the only way to have work done on your home. Call us today for a free in-home estimate at 303-761-6400. Excel is the original roofer on Tom Martino's referral list. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used Excel Roofing. You should do the same. Call us at 303-761-6400 or check us on the web at excelroofing.com.
Excel Roofing, we're on top of it.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
Past the hour, Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio, and it's your take. You're free to talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about. And let's see if we can squeeze in some more phone calls here before the top of the hour and the end of the show. Let me go to Steve in Chicago. Steve, hi, you're on.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Good.
Good, good. I wanted to talk about the situation with Iraq and Israel and all that.
Sure.
There was a report that I heard about on one of the other shows, Randy Rhodes specifically. There was a report called Project Clean Break, and this thing started back in, like, 1996. The original architecture of it was, you know, going on 11 years ago. And the basic crux behind it was get rid of Saddam Hussein, disrupt the whole entire Middle Eastern region just so Israel basically can have free course to do whatever they need to do. And I don't know all the exact details, but I thought it would be something worth investigating because what it says is that the situations that we're in right now probably predate everything, well, at least as far as the timeline, it probably predates everything that we've ever known about. And it could probably lend a lot more of a understanding as to how we got to where we are right now. This probably, you know, I mean, a decade in the planet.
I don't know. I don't think going into Iraq has anything to do with what's going on with Israel and Hezbollah, other than maybe Hezbollah sees what's going on to the United States and Iraq and figures, you know what, we can do the exact same thing to Israel. We can get away with the exact same thing. I mean, I think the project for the New American Century laid out what they were going to do in Iraq. And certainly, if you read Ron Suskind's book, The 1% Solution, I mean, he talks about it in there. that, you know, this administration was going to teach rogue states and rogue dictators and terrorists a lesson that if you didn't yield to the unbending power of the last standing superpower, that you were going to pay, and the target they picked was none other than Iraq. And they've been so preoccupied with Iraq, and they were so preoccupied with Iraq from day one that, you know, there's been no diplomacy going on between Israel and the Palestinians, virtually none. And we've sat it out pretty much in that part of the region. And now look where things are. I mean, I don't think that there's any, you know, clean breakaways. I mean, I don't know if there's any clean breakaway study or not, but I think Iraq is a you know, is a whole separate deal in the administration's mind from what's going on in Israel.
Exactly. Well, you know, the other point I wanted to make, and it has to deal with the panhandling situation. One of the things that I do, because I believe in, you know, helping the poor and everything, I look at their shoes. It's an odd thing, but I look at their shoes. If I see somebody coming up to me and asking me for money, and I look down at their shoes, and they happen to be more expensive than what I'm wearing, it's obvious that they're doing something, you know, they're asking for money for all the wrong reasons. And I actually confronted a guy like that once because he had a pair of $150 Nikes on, and I asked him straight out and said, "Are you doing drugs?" And he put his head down and said, "Yeah, I am." I said, "What are you doing, heroin?" And he said, "Yeah." And then he walked off.
Well, you know what? That doesn't surprise me at all. Steve, thank you, man. Appreciate the call. I think the best thing is what the truck driver said about giving to organized charities. That's where you know, I think I'll leave my money, which is headed there anyway every month. But I think that's where I'll leave it, is to organize charities and political candidates who I support and get involved with. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. I'll be back tomorrow. Again, thanks for putting up with me. This is Springer on the radio.
This is Springer on the radio.
AM 760 with J. Marvin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken. Ed Schultz at 1. And Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
If you could have access to unlimited sales leads, all the right prospects, would it help your commissions? What if you could get 100 sales leads for free? Would that help? It's time you tried Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. Sales Genie gives you unlimited access to all the right leads, and they want to give you 100 of them free.
I heard an ad for Sales Genie, and I immediately called to ask about the catch, because I always assume there's a catch. But I found out there wasn't one. It was exactly the thing I needed.
Get the sales leads you need when you need them. Everything you need to start generating real profits is available right at your fingertips, and you can get started for free.
Our sales went up and our costs went down. Our profit margins are through the roof. You can't argue with that.
Get 100 sales leads absolutely free when you call 1-800-400-1180. That's 1-800-400-1180. 1-800-400-1180.
Sometimes you feel like you're just a number. To the banks, the credit card companies, the lenders and financial institutions, you are just a number. Your credit score. And unless that number is above their standards, you get stuck paying more for everything. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. If you don't have perfect credit, banks will either take advantage of you or slam the door in your face. But I want to send you a free tape that shows you how my proven system will wipe the slate clean once and for all. My system doesn't just raise your credit score, it will...